Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy Resurrection Sunday. We're heading on out of this day. And right now, we're still celebrating Resurrection Sunday, Easter. Praise God, we're here to have a chance and an opportunity to glorify and magnify the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I pray that all of you all have had a wonderful day today, an awesome day, as we are put in remembrance of the price that was paid for us on Calvary's cross and how Jesus, you know, he bled and died and rose from the dead, that we would have life and life abundantly and everlasting through him. It's a sobering time, but yet and still it's a time of rejoicing. It's a time to reflect and think of all the things that God has done for us through his son, Jesus. So I'm just thankful to be able to be here with you tonight. It has been a very busy, busy last couple of days. But God has allowed me to persevere and come through and even see victory. So I praise God for that. And I pray that you are experiencing a sense of victory. Maybe not victory in what you see in the natural, but victory by faith. Victory that you know that you have been bought with a price for eternal life, victory that you may not see all of your situations worked out to the point that you can actually say, okay, I can see this with my natural eye, but you can grab hold of it by faith and know that it's already done. You know, that's how we walk through our lives with our relationship with Jesus. You know, there's not one living that said that they were at the cross when they saw him being pierced. There's not one of us alive today that can say that we saw the miracles that he did. There's not one alive today that can say we saw how they crucified him. But we can say that we know by faith that it was done. Oh, historically, there are records that show that crucifixion was a way of execution in that day, and that we, you know, people were nailed to a cross. You know, they were killed. That was a sense of capital punishment. But, you know, he didn't deserve what he got. He didn't deserve that type of punishment. You know, I was looking at off and on a little bit of the movie The Passion of Christ today. Not too much. I had some kids over here and some strong scenes, of course. If you've seen it, you know. And so I was kind of mindful of that, how that kind of affected them. So I wanted to explain to them some things, and I asked the little girl, one of the little girls who was here, you know, did she know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And do you understand what's going on there, you know, and how they, you know, what they're doing? And she's like, yeah. And she had this look on her face that, wow, you know, That's just a lot, you know, and it is a lot. It was a lot. He did a lot. He took a lot. He paid a lot for us, a price that we couldn't pay. You know, our blood wouldn't have amounted to anything. Of course, we knew the sacrifices made, the bulls, the goats, the pigeons, whatever they sacrificed, that wasn't enough. So God had to send his son and pay the price that only he could pay for us to be able to access the things of God and to access God. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for your people. I thank you for those who are tuning in. And we just want to move right along. I know maybe some of you all have had a very long day. I've had a very long weekend. But thank God, I mean, I saw some things, how he changed some things around. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be here another day. So let me just let you all know, those who might be listening by internet and you need to call in and you want to call in, you can do so by dialing 319-527, and that is 6027. That's 319-527-6027, and that will get you in the queue for prayer. And you can press 1, and when you press 1, a little hand goes up, and I can see that you're there and that you are in need of prayer. And also, if you are listening and you have something that may be urgent, or you want to just let me know you're there, maybe you're new, you can text at 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. So thank God you all are there. It is, I mean, almost right before the show started, we have a thunderstorm going on. And let me tell you, the thing about this is that all weekend long, well, I had like an event that I needed to be a part of and to do the business, advertise the business and sell some things. And so it was supposed to be like just storming yesterday. Well, it rained some. And let me just tell you, God knows how to direct your path. I'll get to that in just a little bit. And I'm going to get more in depth in that. Let me just make a note, because I do want to say something when we about this, because when we get focused in on how we want things done, do you know God already has a way that he has set up how he wants things done and how he wants our path to go? You know, the word of God lets us know that he directs our path. We don't need to lean into our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So when you think about the fact of acknowledging him, you're acknowledging, like, say, for instance, someone walks into a room. Well, if someone walks into a room, and you're in the room, and you're sitting there, and they walk in, and you don't acknowledge them, what is that saying? That's saying it's like you don't even really respect them being there. You know, you don't even, God is awesome. He just speaks some stuff. So if someone walks into a room and you don't acknowledge them, you just basically are ignoring them. You're not giving attention to their presence. I looked at the word acknowledged, and it says to be recognized as being good or important. Praise God. Recognized as being good or important. Acknowledged means also to be accepted as valid or legitimate. So the Word of God tells us that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Okay? That's the first part. So we're not supposed to lean into our own understanding. But in all our ways, we're to look to God to direct us, okay? So we're acknowledging that God is important, that he's valid, hallelujah, that he's good, hallelujah, that he's important, hallelujah, and that we accept the legitimacy that he is who he says that he is. Look how important that is. When we put that together with the reasons that we follow God, the reasons we don't look to our own way or lean to our own understanding. Because in all our ways, we need to acknowledge him. And then when we recognize as him being good, when we recognize him as being important, when we accept him as being valid because he said he is who he said he is, and we accept that, that it's a legitimate claim. When we accept that, he said, I will direct your path. He's going to direct our path because we've acknowledged the fact that he is good, he is important, he is accepted as the valid one, he is the legitimate Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha. Yes, he is. And so when we look to God and not to our own understanding and lean to our own understanding, we are basically saying that we accept him for being a good God. We accept him for being a good Jesus. We accept him for being valid and that he's legitimate. Ha, glory be to God. So that is pretty exciting, y'all. So y'all just say a prayer. I just heard thunder, and you know when you hear thunder, there's usually some lightning. But I'm going to go ahead and play this song. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes as we focus in on the beautiful Savior this evening, the beautiful risen Lord this evening, the one who is seated high and looks low, who is our advocate, who stands in the court as our attorney. He's our advocate. As we focus in on him tonight, let us just think of the goodness of the price that he paid, the legitimate one paid for us, that we would have life and life to the fullest. Hallelujah.
To the sin that had me
Praise God. You don't know the cost. You don't know the worth. Hallelujah. You know, we pour our love on Jesus because he's worthy. He's worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And that's why, you know, I believe the Lord just kind of brought this to my spirit, you know, when I was speaking of the scripture that is in it's in Proverbs 3 and 5, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." And in all thy ways we need to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And that word acknowledge just sort of jumped out at me, to acknowledge God. You know, can you imagine? This is the Savior, the one that we're celebrating tonight. We're celebrating today the fact that this wonderful Jesus, this wonderful God, the one that God sent, we're acknowledging his love for us today. We're thanking him for his sacrifice that was paid today. We're reverencing the goodness and the awe of who he is, and we're in awe of who he is. And so we're acknowledging that. We're acknowledging that without him, we would have been lost. Without him, there would be no hope. Without him, where would we be? Mindful to say, some of us would be in hell. But because of the love of God, because of the fact that he laid down his life for us, that we would be able to have eternal life, isn't he worth acknowledging? Isn't he worth the praise? Isn't he worth the glory? Isn't he worth it? He was worth being acknowledged. You know, I was reading the definition just a minute or two ago about acknowledge, what it means to acknowledge. You know, when we acknowledge, it's saying that we basically are recognizing something is worthy, something is important, something is good. Isn't he that? Isn't he worth the acknowledgement? Isn't he worth the validity of who his word, the word says he is? Doesn't that make it a legitimate thing there to acknowledge him? And we acknowledge him when we obey him. We acknowledge him when we follow his word. Why? Because he deserves to be recognized as the important one to follow. Not the world, not the system, but he's valid and he's legitimate and he's worthy and worth the acknowledgement. So that's why we don't need to lean to our own understanding. We need to lean to God and acknowledge who he is, because he's a good God. He's the most important thing that we should have in our life. And he's definitely legitimate and valid. So that has leaped in my spirit tonight, because I'm thinking how God looks at that. When we walk contrary to what he's instructing us to do, when we choose to do things our way, when we choose to go our own way, when we don't follow his instructions, even when we know that he's talking to us, when he's leading and he's guiding us, we're not acknowledging. As I say, acknowledge means to recognize as being good. We're not acknowledging him, as the word definition here says, recognize that he's important. When we don't acknowledge him, as the word definition here says, accepting him as valid, and as the definition of the word acknowledge also represents acknowledging to make legitimate. So can you imagine the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the one who came down from glory, and he's trying to keep us on track to get what he has for us and to make it into where he prepared for us. And we don't even want to acknowledge him. We don't want to accept him as being good, as being important, being valid, as being legitimate. Can you imagine how God sees that? My, I never looked at it before like that, ever. I believe God is speaking tonight. I believe he's telling us tonight, when you don't follow my instructions and you choose to lean to your own understanding, you're not acknowledging that I'm the God that I say I am. You're not acknowledging that I'm legitimate. You're not acknowledging that I'm important in your life. You're not acknowledging that I'm valid, that I am who I say that I am. I'm surely that breaks the heart of God. Those he came for, who he walked this earth for, who he bled and died for. As I said earlier, I was watching the movie kind of off and on, The Passion of Christ. I think it's a very powerful movie. I, you know, really think that Mel Gibson really had some sort of encounter to have gotten that from the Lord. I believe he got it from the Lord to make that movie. And I haven't seen it in years, and I was kind of watching it off and on today. But just to know that he came here, and we don't even want to acknowledge that he is who he said he is, who he gave everything for. My help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we don't disrespect by not acknowledging. Acknowledge means to believe that this is good. He is good. He's legitimate. Even though when he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and people did not understand what was going on with Mary, you know, they called him illegitimate. But he is legitimate. He's legitimate by the Holy Spirit. And he's legitimate in your life when you allow him to be the legitimate one in your life, the good, the important, by acknowledging him and not following your own way, not doing your own thing. I never looked at it like this. When we do our own thing, when we go our own way, when we want to make things happen for ourselves, we're not acknowledging the goodness of God. We're not acknowledging the worthiness of God. We're not acknowledging the faithfulness of God. We're not acknowledging how important God is. It's like saying, in a way, you went to the cross. You died for me. You rose for me, and you're my advocate for me. And I don't even want to recognize or acknowledge the goodness of who you are. Wow. That's a sobering thought, people. That's a real, real sobering thought when we think about it that way. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to say the number again. If you're listening by internet and you do want to call in, you can dial 319-527-6027 and press 1. That's 319-527-6027. Press 1. And you will be in the queue for prayer. And if you'd like to text, you know you're there. It's 214-505-8719. Well, praise God. We'll do one more song, and then there is a prayer that I want to kind of read over here as we do it together, and then we're going to start taking calls. It's very important that that we just really have a sensitivity tonight. I just ask that everyone who's listening, as I always do, you know, this is participatory situation here. I invite you to be a part by participating in prayer while we're praying for others, and be sensitive to God speaking to you, and, you know, just being led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. And I pray everyone has had a great resurrection day today, as we acknowledge the birth, the death and resurrection of Jesus. He came to die. He was born to die. He knew what he came for. And we need to know what we've come for. We've come here to serve his purpose in the earth. That's what we're here for. Just like he came and he knew he came here to carry out the mission of the Father, we came out here to carry out the mission and the purpose that's in us. So praise God, and we thank God for that. So we'll play the song, we'll pray, and I'll do a prayer, and then we'll start taking calls. God is so awesome.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. My heart's desire, and I long to worship you. shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are King of Kings, and I love you more than any other, so much more than any. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Hey, you alone are my strength. You're my strength, Jesus. Hey, you're the K-A-M-I. You're my strength, Jesus. In weakness, you're my strength. In a storm, you're my strength. In trials, you're my strength. In problems and pain, in tears and shame, you're my strength, Jesus. Oh, you alone, you are my strength, my shield. Thank you, God. You're my strength, God. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. And I long you, and I long to worship you. Oh, I long to worship. Hey, I want to worship you, Jesus. I long to dwell in your house, seek your face, behold your beauty, inquire in your temple. Oh,
Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to worship you, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We acknowledge you are God. We acknowledge that you are God and you're God alone. We worship you, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. You know, that's still sticking with me with the word acknowledge. I never looked at it like that before. I didn't know exactly what the Lord wanted to say tonight. I'll be honest with you people, a little tired in my body. I had a few things that I had to take care of this weekend, and still in the morning I've got to get up and do some things quickly. So, just a little tired and a little frayed in my natural bodies, but I know it's the strength of God that has brought me on and given me the strength to be here tonight. And I know it's God who's speaking this word tonight, because I had no inclination of what I was going to say or what God wanted to say, because it's not about me and about what I want to say. It's about what God wants to speak. And so that word acknowledge just dropped in my spirit, and you know, I just really felt led to go to Proverbs 3:5-6, and you know, the second part of this whole thing, Proverbs 3:6, is in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And it jumped out at me. How do we get where God wants us to be? How do we reverence God the way he needs to be reverenced? We do that by acknowledging who he is. When we acknowledge, it's almost like, you know, say for instance, you're going to a company and the CEO is there and you're looking for a job, and he has, per se, the opportunity available to make this happen for you, and you don't acknowledge him. Do you think, you know, of course we know God has supersedes all of that, but in a natural frame of mind, you know, when you see this person, and I, you know, makes me think about that show, and I rarely watch TV, but occasionally I would come upon the show, I think it's something to do with The Boss. And these people didn't know on this particular show that the person working side by side with them was the boss or the owner of the company. And they really had the authority to make some things happen for these people, and they didn't even know it. But the ones who came out on top and the ones who benefited were the ones who acknowledged some things, even if they didn't even know who it was. How much more is it for us to acknowledge God when we say we know who he is? Well, if we say we know who he is, then why are we not acknowledging him and expecting him to be able to direct our path so that we don't have to lean to our own understanding? As I mentioned earlier with the word acknowledge, recognize that he is a good God. Recognize that he is important in our life. He is the most important. Recognizing that he is accepted as being valid. He is valid. He's the real thing. He is legitimate. He's who he says he is. And we say that we believe that he is, but then we choose to lean to our own understanding as if we don't know that he is. You know, I'm looking kind of sideways at that. Can you imagine how God is saying, well, you say you believe I am legitimate, then I am good. You need to acknowledge me, and I'll make some stuff happen for you. What does it mean to acknowledge? How do you acknowledge God? By not always trying to do things your way, trying to think its thing out in your way, by your mindset, lean into your finite mind. When the word instructs us to take on the mind of Christ, you know, I never even looked at that before like that, but when we take on the mind of Christ, do you know the mind of Christ represents infinity, infinite, beyond measure? God can do some stuff and activate and operate through us when we carry and take on the mind of Christ that is far beyond anything we could comprehend, that we could do with our own finite mind. You know, all the instructions for what we need to live a life that will lead us to the place that God wants us to is in the Word. My, how many times have I messed up on that? Not allowing the Word to just penetrate and for the Spirit of God to show me, like he's showing us tonight, how important it is to acknowledge God. And what a wonderful day to remember how much we need to acknowledge God. Resurrection Sunday. If there ever was a day, my, to recognize God, this is the day. If there ever was a time to acknowledge the infinite, the infinite God, it is now. If there ever was a time to recognize a supernatural God who is so important, today we need to remember and acknowledge the God we say we love, the God that we say we know, the God that is important, the most important thing that should be in our life. Why? Because he's not going to do us any harm. He's not going to do us wrong. He's going to lead us in the path that we need to go in. And in all our ways, we need to acknowledge him so he can direct that path, because he's a good God. Because he's a valid God, because he's important, because he's who he says he is. He's the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, the all-powerful one, the loving one. Wow. What a presence I feel right now. Just as we talk about acknowledging God, it's like a father, you know, has a son, and he walks into the room and he hears his son talking about him, acknowledging the fact that he is a good daddy. He has someone who cares for him and loves him. Can you just imagine how that father feels when he walks in on his child, acknowledging the importance of who he is in his life? Don't you know God? He feels that way about us. He wants us talking about Daddy. He wants us talking about how important he is. He wants us standing up for him and saying, yeah, he is who he said he is. And he always will be. He's the everlasting, almighty, never-changing God. Can you imagine how that touches the heart of God when we're always bragging on our God? When we're letting people know, I'm not trading off. This is my God, and he's legitimate, so I don't have to take counterfeit? A copy? I got the real thing. I got the real thing. I got Jesus. And my Father is King. Can you imagine how God, how he wants to just pour out his blessings on you when he hears you bragging on him, when he hears how you acknowledge him, how he sees how you stand up for him, the validity of the word of God and who he says he is. Can you imagine how God wants to pour out his blessings on you, on me, when we take a stand like that and acknowledge him in all of our ways? That thing right there is powerful. That right there, I think, will break, shatter some strongholds. It'll bust down some stuff. Wouldn't the natural father want to do that for you when you acknowledge that he's a good dad? When you bragging on him, how much more would God do for us? Hallelujah. Bless your name. Well, I'm going to be taking calls in just a minute. I'm going to read through something. And I want you all to really, I mean, I've experienced some stuff recently that, I don't know, I just know it's the hand of God. Moving some things and changing some things and rearranging some things. And I believe it's because I have stepped into a place of trying to really focus in on my position and my access to God. And so I'm going to just read this, and then I'm going to start taking calls. It's a prayer that I read a number of times, and I'm going to try to do it more often. And so if you want to kind of listen and pray along as I do this, and then I'll take calls. And it's a prayer to help us live by the Spirit and not in a legalistic mindset and as if we are under a curse, but that we have legal right and access to go before the Father, and especially when we're acknowledging him. Hallelujah. Why wouldn't he want to bless us? So I'll read this, and then I do want to remind you to press 1 if you are in the queue and you want prayer. So, Lord, I by faith come and stand before your courts tonight, and I thank you that I have a right to stand in this place. Why? Because we are on Resurrection Sunday, representing Resurrection Sunday and the Passover week, that, Lord, I have a right to stand in this place because the blood has already paid the price. So, Lord, I come and I stand here as one trusting in all that Jesus has done for me, that every drop of blood that was shed was enough. Any condemnation, shame, or guilt resulting from living under the law, I repent of it because I don't have to live under the law. Saved by grace. And I can never be good enough myself. I must trust in your goodness for me. I've got to trust in you and the blood that it was enough. So, Lord, as I stand here, I thank you that the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from all the condemnation of the law of sin and death. You did that as we acknowledge that today with Resurrection Sunday. I now live under the freedom of the Spirit and also the restraints of the Spirit as well. I submit myself to the Lordship of Jesus executed through the person of the Holy Spirit. I surrender my life to the rulership of the Spirit of God because that price was paid as we celebrate today. I ask that any curse brought about through any legalistic attitude in me would now be dismissed. And I thank you, Lord, that the power is broken, and its authority to operate against me is now removed. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, as I yield to the Holy Spirit governance, I ask that anything in my bloodline that the devil would be using legally against me would be revealed. Show me, God, how the enemy is accusing the brethren, how he's accusing me by things that have been done in the bloodline. And I repent for any effort of my own to discover these things through frantic search or paranoia. But I trust you, God. I trust you, Lord, that you will reveal things to me and bring me into maturity, that I know that the Spirit of God can lead and guide me to what it is you want me to know. So as I come out from under the law and into freedom of the Spirit through whatever means, you desire to receive me and for me to acknowledge you and the revelations that you bring. I ask, Lord, that these things might be known through the power of the Holy Spirit. If there is any legal thinking working against me in the Spirit, any legal thing that the enemy is accusing and is bringing before you, Lord, we thank you that it will be known. And I trust you, Lord, and the precious Spirit of God to unveil this and to show me how to operate in this season, to access the benefits of what you've already paid for on the cross today. As we think of your cross and the things that you've done, you know, over 2,000 years ago, we acknowledge it today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. So we are going forward today with an understanding that God has paid the price. He's legitimate. We acknowledge that he is God and he is God alone. We don't need a substitute. We want to please God by letting him know we acknowledge that you are God. You are powerful. And there's nothing larger or bigger than you that can hinder us from accessing you. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and start with calls tonight. And again, I ask that you just be mindful and be in prayer as I begin to take calls. We're going to try to move a little quickly. I have an early appointment, but my most important right now is with you and with God. And we just thank God for moving in this place tonight. So let's go ahead and go to 469-553. And this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Barbara from Texas. God bless you. Happy Resurrection
Hallelujah.
Day.
Happy Resurrection Day, Barbara. Hallelujah.
Praise
How are
God.
You tonight?
I've just been thinking about you all week, trying to get your things together to send to you. But since I didn't have an email, I just wrote it on the phone, and I was just going to send it to Randy, or either I could read it out loud. So basically,
whatever you choose to do. Yes.
Well,
how do you want to do it?
I can give
Are
it
you
to
on
you.
Facebook,
yes, I am. And also, I did my number where you could see it. So you're welcome to call to get it.
Okay.
Right now, yeah, I can text it to you as well.
Okay.
Because the lady
yeah,
sent me
on,
everything
on
I needed.
That. Yeah.
She said if she
yeah,
needed
you
your email, she would have sent it. So I couldn't do it because I didn't have it and forgot where it was or whatever.
Well, I can give you an email, and if anyone wants it, I mean, I solicit the prayers of the people of God. But I will give you my email, and I don't mind giving it to you. So here it
okay.
is. Should be
well,
pretty
let me get in position to do it.
Okay.
Let me get in position. Yeah, I was in the washroom, so hold on just a second. Let me get in a quiet place. Okay.
Well, I'll
I'm ready.
You while you're ready? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, it is full of joy by sis@gmail.com.
Full of joy.
FULLOFJOY 56 at gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah. Well, thanks for prayers, and thank you so much. Thank you. Father, we just thank you for Barbara tonight, and I just heard the word, like, there's a strategy for elevation for you, you know, and it's almost like I just see you going to another level and another place in God, and there's a strategy that God is using to get you there. I heard the word strategy, and I heard the word elevation. So there's a strategy of elevation for you, so be sensitive and mindful about the changes that will take place, I believe, soon in the coming season, and that God will speak to you through some situations and circumstances and give you insight and direction for this move that God is doing in your life. And it's going to be I just sense like a peaceful season, and you're going to just kind of gravitate into it and just know that God is doing some things. You're just going to have a peace about it and just gravitate toward where God is leading you without any real fuss or fight or anything. It's just going to be kind of a natural thing, a natural flow. So I heard strategy, I heard elevation, and I just sense a natural flow into something, a natural flow, no struggle, no press, no, just a natural flow into where God is leading you. And, Lord, we just thank you for that. It's the leading of the Holy Spirit directs Barbara and guides her and gives her direction and just a peace. Like, I just see like a flow. Like, you know how water just flows in a certain direction? That path where that water goes. I mean, a river is flowing. It doesn't try to go over here outside of the area where that pattern or that strategy or that setup has already been made for thousands of years. That river just flows that way. It doesn't try to go over here 10 miles out. No, it stays on the pattern or in the flow and the sink of what's going on. It doesn't jump over here. So I just see something just a natural flow. And I really believe that the water represents the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just thank you for that as the guidance of the Holy Spirit causes her to naturally flow into this place that you're calling her to without struggle or any kind of, you know, feeling of having to push or no, just a natural flow. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's beautiful. Amen.
I don't know. Well, I was really tired earlier. But it's just amazing mm-hmm. how when you start and you start ministering and getting into that place with God, how it just becomes, you know, not burdensome at all. It just, you know, it's just a natural flow. So it's like, it's been good. And I thank you so much for your prayers in regards, you know, my granddaughter and everything this past week. I didn't have a whole lot of time with her, but I did spend yesterday with her, and she told me that she had a good week. She had a really, really good week, and that she really didn't even have to take hardly any insulin. She had a really, really good week. So
that
I believe God is doing something. Yes.
Praise God. Amen. With you. Amen. We all are. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you.
Is it okay for me to read it out loud, what I have?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Jeff had this word on my mind. It's kind of, let me spell it, S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T. Juice, that word.
Okay, what was that again? Spell it again.
Saccharinated. It's spelled S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
It's what's after the K, K-R-U-T, you said?
K-R-A-U-T.
K-R-A-U-T. Huh. Wow. I don't know, Barbara.
K-R-A-U-T. I don't know if that was saccharinate. I forgot what it is. But you get the, it's kind of like you take the juice from the cabbage, mix it with a little lemon juice. It helps people to control the diabetes, and it stabilizes the blood sugar. It also stimulates the digestive system and the pancreas. And then there's a chicory leaf, C-H-I-C-O-R-Y, and a tincture of leaves, like a T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E, or a leaf powder, will also help regulate the insulin levels and stimulate the insulin secretion and lower the blood glucose level. And the burdock, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, is called sometimes greater burdock, is also useful and helps improve the digestive system and lower the blood sugars. It is best to take no more than 1 gram of dried powder, probably on a chalda stick, to maybe not quite one. And you can also eat it and take it 3 times a day. You can also get it in a liquid tincture, holy basil, whatever that is. It's used for a type of 2D diabetes, works to reduce the lower the blood pressure and helps with weight gain, reduces excess insulin in the blood, decreases the insulin and the resistance, and help keeps the blood sugar level stable over long term. And then there's Fresh Jerusalem, J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but artichokes, the artichokes, are approximately 76% insulin, which is not to be confused with insulin, but it helps to regulate the blood sugar with the diabetes. And the cayenne pepper has significant effects on the blood sugar level and can bring them down in the diabetic patient. But you take it in a capsule form and not by the spoon, in a loose form. You take one capsule with each meal, and it's best to take it regularly for the best effects. Then you got the lemon balm. Can be taken as an oil or tincture or as an extract. It helps in preventing and treating diabetics and controlling a blood sugar, and it protects the body against the oxidized, O-X-I-D-A-T-I-V-E, stress, which is caused by the diabetes. Milk thistle, T-H-I-S-T-L-E, also has a use in controlling the blood sugar and decreasing the blood sugar levels in the insulin-resistant patient. And it does this by improving the health of the liver. Then they have the sweet marjoram. I've never heard all this. It's spelled M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M. It's used with type 2 diabetic and rosemary, and they can just be added to the diet as herbs. And on the food, it helps to improve the blood sugar management and aids in the use of the insulin in the body. Then it says that should give them something to consider depending on what's easiest for them to obtain and affordable.
I wouldn't do anything at once. I would pick one or two and begin that, maybe add the rosemary and the sweet margarine stew diet on your food and pick one or the other herbal extras that are helpful and starts a regiment, R-E-G-I-M-E-N-T. But the biggest thing they can do to get rid of diabetes is to control the eating control, what foods you're consuming, and be very mindful to cut out the sugar. And you can use the Steva, S-T-E-V-I-A,
right.
Which is a plant-based sweetener and not a chemical created sweetener. I use the Stavener, whatever you say the word, all the time, and myself as much as possible, like in my coffee. And you can use it on your fruit if you want a sweet in a grapefruit. You can use it in your to make desserts instead of sugar. And another thing in changing the diet comes with cutting out all the sodas, especially the diet sodas. People have been misled. The diet soda is better for you, and it is actually worse for you. And if you want to drop weight, you want to get diabetes under control, you need to flush your system with more regular water, less garbage intake of canned sodas and energy drinks and things of that nature. It's mindful eating, basically. So I read it for the radio recording.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
my
God. You told me about the Steva. I think it's called Steva, because, you know, I do the baking and stuff, and I told her, I said I was going to make her some things that, you know, she could eat. So I knew about it, but I didn't really know about – I'll have to research some recipes with Steva in it so that I can and include it, you know, in her things that I make for her. And thank you so much. I just really – some of that I've heard a little bit about. I know that the lemon and some other things I've tried. It's so interesting you bring up rosemary, because I just roasted a hen today, and I had tried rosemary the other day on some chicken thighs that I had steam baked, and wow, what a wonderful flavor rosemary is. I put it on the chicken thighs, and I steamed it in my ninja thing here. And I'm telling you, that was so awesome. That rosemary really has a very great flavor. I mean, it's really good. So I did that the other day on that. And then so today when last night when I did the hen, I seasoned it with rosemary and garlic, and it's good. So I steam baked it, y'all. I've been blessed to have an oven that steams and convections and regular bakes. So I used that steam in the oven, and that with that rosemary, oh, my gosh, it was so good. Thank you
so
much.
Was that saturated juice from the cabbage that they were talking about when I spelled it out so I wouldn't mispronounce it?
I don't know what that is.
Maybe that was the word.
I'm gonna
I don't
have to
know.
That. Maybe somebody listening might know what. I think you said it was S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T. I don't
That's
know.
Right. It
I
looked like
know.
Saturate. But I just didn't want to say it in case I mispronounced it. But
that's okay. Well, you know what?
Oh, okay.
Thank God for Google, because everything,
everything
I need to find some information about, I just say, hey, I better not say it too loud or it's going to answer me because I'm sitting right behind it. It's going to say, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm sitting right behind me. I need to turn it off because I really don't like that thing because it talks to me when I'm not even talking to it. I mean, I can be on the phone talking to a customer. I'm on the phone talking to a customer, and it's going, well, I don't know that. I'm like, I'm not talking to you.
I have to put mine on mute, or I have to make sure I don't call his name because the lights get controlled and everything gets cut off.
Right. Well, I didn't even call its name. I'm on the phone talking to somebody, and I'm telling them something.
Wow.
I don't know that. I'm thinking, I didn't ask you. So, you know, we're being spied on, you know. But I said the most
voice recognition.
The most they're going to hear. Yeah, the most they're going to hear in my house is some worship, some praise, and, you know, me calling the dog. So.
Uh-huh, that's me.
That
you'll hear a bunch of singing.
Yeah, and some singing. Yeah, but other than that, like my TV didn't go on until today. No, last night the kids were over and they had it on, and I think it had been about 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, that's about it. I broke my Roku remote. I haven't even missed it. So my son put it down on. He put the remote on my phone. So I was like, "Huh, that's too much trouble." So I don't even feel like looking at it on my phone, so it rarely comes on.
I did that once. That was fun. I loved it.
Yeah,
when
so
I'm like,
you put
the remote
on
your phone.
Yeah, he put it on my phone. You know, I'm kind of technically challenged in some areas, so they kind of have to, sometimes when they feel like it, they look after me. Sometimes they don't. I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I need help and I ask somebody about something, it's like, oh, it's like, Mom, you should know this. It's like, you know, I'm being a bother. So anyway. But anyway, Barbara, so how are you?
Just been appreciating and acknowledging the resurrection. And I said, Jesus,
amen.
They touched the stone. The stone was touched and then it rolled away. So that means that we got to get up. Jesus got up. And so when he got up, I said the bands that he was wrapped around with had to be loose. So the Lord wants to loose the bands on our lives.
Amen.
And so I was just talking to him, and then I got the sisters like a hub together. And then we all one call, and then we prayed, and then another. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not hanging you up. Let's all just pray. And then I told him, I said, look, now I got four more sisters. I can get a football team together now. So that's just how many people be calling and want prayer and want you to give a word.
Praise
you know
God.
How we just pour out and pour out. And I said, so I'm like, okay, I know you were right on when you were talking about the anointing, because Taryn Tanisha, they gave me the same word. And she about the anointing and the level, and I called a show one, I think in December, by December of last year, and it was just so phenomenal what she said, and you were right on. I mean, it was just right on point, and I was like, okay, Lord. And so I was like, she said at 12:22:21, and around by 8:25, she said favor, elevation, new level. Some people don't like it where you are. There's nothing they can do about it because that's just the way it is. She said, I hear finances because of where you're going and what you're doing. You need the money because
Amen.
Of the ministry. And I was
Amen.
Like, what she just say? She gave me the same word, Tanisha and Terrence.
Praise
but the
God.
New level and the elevation. And,
yeah, I just see it
I'm
as
like,
a natural.
Okay.
It's just a natural place that God is wanting to send you. It's almost like, you know, it's just a natural thing. I mean, it's just in expectation. Just, you know, we wake up in the morning, we expect to get up and get going, and it's like, you know, that's just the flow of our days. It's like that's just going to be the flow of your life. You know, just get up, let's get going, and flow into the next level, you know. No struggle, no, you know, just flow into the next place that God is
Thank
level
you,
or elevation God is calling you to. And I think it's not even much you're going to have to give thought to about it, Barbara. It's just going to naturally happen. You know, it's just, that's just the flow. That's the flow you're in.
Wow.
You know, River doesn't have to think about what direction it needs to go in. It has a natural flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I believe God is doing some things in your life. It's going to be a natural. It's just going to be a natural flow. You know? So, amen. Yeah. So, I'm glad you had a great resurrection day. Like I said, they talked about rain all day. Like we're just now getting a thunderstorm, and I hope.
Wow.
Yeah, it just started as. And almost right as I started the show tonight, and it was supposed to start this morning at, you know, 6, and then they said after 6, then they said 7, and then they said 8, and here it started around 10 Eastern time. So praise God.
So it's a lot of rain?
Yeah, well, they had here that it was actually supposed to be a day where there was really thunderstorms all day long. I never saw a cloud. I never saw a hint. It was sunshiny. It was beautiful. Just a beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful day. So it was like we can't look to man to give us instructions on what God's going to do. God knew exactly
Resurrection
what he wanted his day to be like. That's right. He knew exactly wow. what he was doing. So it was awesome.
He knew.
We just have to, hey, what's the word tonight? We're to lean not to our own understanding. And we need to acknowledge
mm-hmm.
God. When we acknowledge God, I think, I don't know, I had no intent on mentioning anything like that. God really, I'm telling you all, God dropped that in my spirit tonight. That's something that I believe whoever's on tonight needs to grab
mm-hmm.
hold of. You need to grab hold of that tonight. That's what I believe, and no sort of reference to anything that I have to offer you. But I believe that God is speaking to you tonight, that if you begin to acknowledge him, I believe that right there, mm-hmm. there's going to be power. There are going to be some things changed. There are things that are going to shift in your life as you begin to focus in on acknowledging God. What does it say? In all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems simple, but it is, but it's not. Because if it, you know, we don't really think about it, but I truly, truly believe, I feel that in my spirit tonight, I had no intention of going any direction. In fact, Barbara, I didn't know what direction I was going to go in because I was so tired. I was up all night the night before making
mm-hmm.
cupcakes, y'all. I had an event Saturday.
Oh, wow.
This is what I want to say. This is for you, Barbara. This is for everyone who's listening. I was going to mention it earlier. Okay. So what happened was I had an event for Saturday. And I had signed up for the event, and it was like a annual historical museum bake sale, whatever. So anyway, I go over there, and it says it's supposed to rain. So, of course, I got over there around 9:30, a little less than an hour, it starts to drizzle. I bought a brand-new tent to put up. The guy said, well, I'm here to help you put your tent up and everything. And as soon as he touched it, we touched it, the thing broke. It just fell apart. We try to pull, it's brand new, out of the box. The thing just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So then a lady runs over. She says, well, don't worry about putting up the tent because we just got word that a thunderstorm is going to hit here in about 30 minutes. So it was drizzling, and I was like, oh, wow, you know. So we had a hard time even folding the thing up, putting it back in the thing because it was so broken. So he says, you need to take this back to the store. You just opened it. You know, get a refund or get another one. So I was like, okay. So I'm 30, 40 minutes away from where I live. So I have to drive back home. I've got my granddaughter and a couple other girls. And we drive back. And so it's raining. Excuse me. So I go to the store. Let me just tell you, you just don't lean to your own understanding. You just really look to God. And so I go to the store, and it thought it was a guy. But anyway, he exchanged it for me, and I got a better one for the price
mm-hmm.
of the one that I had before. It was a better one, and I paid $4 extra and got one that was much better. So I said, okay, God, you allowed that thing to break so that I could take it and get something better for $4. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So then I drive, and so something said, well, go over to this area, little shopping area where you live. They've already told you. You can set up there. So I went in, and she said, oh, yeah, you can set up there. No problem. So I didn't have to use the tent because they had a covering. So I set up there, and I was selling my cupcakes and candies and all this stuff. And God, you know, sent this lady my way. Come to find out, you know, she is, like, pretty well-known in the area. Her husband is, anyway. So, anyway, I get to pray with her, Barbara. She just falls in love with my stuff. She just starts buying everything off the table.
you know, all this stuff off the table. And then she says, I don't know, but I really feel that I was led here to buy something from you. And I was like, praise God. I went 30, 40 minutes out of the way. You did this to me before. Then you send me back across the street from where I live, and this lady was waiting for me. And she said, I just don't know. She says, but I just think you were sent for me. And then she started talking about her illnesses. We prayed together.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and she told me about how she believed God was going to heal her back. I laid hands on her. We prayed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at Jesus.
Beautiful.
It's almost like I went way over somewhere else, and God says, that's not where I sent you. You come back to where you live. And I have something set up for you in ministry. I had people walking up just saying, oh, I don't want anything. Here, let me just give you some money. It was just amazing. And this is a pretty important person in our community. And she was like, what is your name? And then she says, well, give me your business card. And then I prayed with her, and she said, I told her, she said she was going to have surgery. And then she said it kept getting delayed. And I told her, I said, I believe that's God. She says, you know what, Joy?
Mm-hmm.
I believe God too. So it was just a wonderful, it was like when we lean not to our own understanding,
Glory.
We acknowledge God in all of our ways, in everything that we do. You know, I could have gone home.
Yeah.
Right, I could have gone home. I was right across the street from where I live. I'm one block over from this place. And it was raining, Barbara. It was raining. And I heard God say, do not go home. I went to that place. Guess what? About 30 minutes later, the sun came out. And I got to pray for this dear, precious woman of God. And I'm believing I'm believing that with her, that God is going to do a miracle in her body. But it's because I acknowledge that I heard the word of God. I heard his voice. I did not lean to my own understanding. Oh, they're saying it's going to continue to rain. It's a thunderstorm coming. Go home. Get in the house. That's where you need to be. But God said, don't go home. And when I went over there, I got to. I had the opportunity to lay hands on someone in a grocery store parking lot. And the sun came out about 30 minutes later, and the storm was gone.
Oh, my.
Don't tell me that we should not acknowledge God in everything that we do, because he's got things set up for us. He has a plan. He has a strategy. He has things in place, people waiting for us when we are obedient. Realize this is not just about us. This is about people that God has in place for us, for him. It's
not really for us.
It's for him.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not been sensitive, and I'm not bragging on me because I go a lot of different ways that I shouldn't go and don't listen to God sometimes. But thank God, yesterday, I listened to the Spirit of God. And because of that, this woman was almost weeping on my shoulder, Barbara. Her head on my shoulder, about to cry and thanking God that somebody is in agreement with her, that God is a healer, that God does mend bodies, that he heals back.
Yes.
That she hasn't even been able to go to church because she was going to a church that I had been going to kind of regularly, and I got to ask her, and she says, but I haven't been able to go because the back, you know, but they're in the parking lot of this grocery store. God met us there because I acknowledged him and not my own way as far as I need to get out of the rain. My shoes were wet, Barbara. My shoes were wet because when we left from over where we were, I didn't come home and change shoes. My shoes were wet. I was a little tired, but I was like, no, I'm going over there. I just sense I need to go over there. When God is speaking and you feel a leading of the Holy Spirit, guys, follow it.
because it's not about us. It's not about our comfort. I was uncomfortable. I was in wet shoes. I felt like a wet rag. It had been raining over there at the other place. I've driven 40 minutes out of the way. I come back, and I'm across the street, the next road over from my house, when God is saying, you didn't listen to me the first time. I went over there, but he sent me all the way back over here to meet a precious woman of God.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Beautiful.
God is awesome. God is awesome. That word acknowledge, we got to acknowledge him. We got to acknowledge that he's God, that he's willing to do whatever it is that needs to be done so that his glory will go forth, that his name, we do it in his name's sake, for his name's sake, that it would go forth, that he would be glorified, that he would be honored, that he would be recognized and acknowledged as God Almighty, the infinite one, the healer. My God, I'm excited.
Praise the Lord. That is awesome testimony.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I was going to say that earlier, and then it slipped my mind, and then I was thinking, but this is it. This is it. God sent me there. We've got to acknowledge God because this is not about just what we want. It's what he wants and who he wants us to touch, who he wants us and needs us to be in place for, that he directs. That scripture directs our path. He directed my path to his precious, precious saint, a lovely, lovely, beautiful, spirited woman that put her head on my shoulder. And I'll just be honest and upfront and say, I'm black. She's white. And I didn't. And it was so wonderful for people coming out of the grocery store. We're right by the grocery store door, for us to see us embracing and praying and calling on the name of Jesus. And she's weeping on my shoulder. What a beautiful picture of what God will do. What a beautiful sight. How awesome. How awesome. How glorious. When we live in a world when there's so much going on. So much division. So much hatred. But then you can see people when you walk out of the grocery store embracing each other, praying for each other, and they're not the same color.
Glory.
Don't you know
Hallelujah.
That spoke volumes to people who are walking out of this little rural southeast Georgia town that has some real lines of division? Do you know? I'll just
That's
tell
right.
you. Her husband is a very important person in our county. He pretty much runs the county.
Jesus.
I didn't know who she was. And she didn't tell me. And then at the end she told me her last name. I said, that name sounds kind of familiar. And I said, well, my granddaughter had a teacher, so she was there. She says, it was my teacher a couple years ago. She had the same last name. And then she said, well, there's a few of us around here that with that name. And then she says, then she whispered who she was. I was like, oh, I didn't even know who she was until after all of that had happened. Can you imagine people walking out of the door and see this? They know who she is. A lot of people know who she is. I don't know who she is. And we're embracing and we're loving on each other and we're crying out to Jesus together. What a beautiful vision of the body of Christ.
Look at God.
Look at God.
Jesus, he work in mysterious ways, and timing is everything.
When we move out of the way, when we move out of the way and we acknowledge him for who he is, and he's not some babe just still in a manger. He's the Almighty God, Jesus, sent in the form of God, in a place of God to stand in the gap for us. And we know that. We acknowledge that. We reverence that. We accept that. And we walk in that. What a powerful thing this is.
Thank you.
Thank
Go
you.
Go for the kingdom. Thank
My
you.
My God, I was excited. I mean, I just looked at her when she told me. I was like, huh?
And then to think that you're in such pain and oh God, I tell you, God is just good.
Yes, I've right, had well, two back surgeries. Yes, I'm gonna let you go to the next caller, but I don't know how she was feeling with two back surgeries.
So, oh my God. so you're gonna send that to my email, right?
Yes, I'm gonna look it up. I'll spell out the last part to make sure I have it right after joy. Full of joy, and then spell out the
list. Yeah, FULLOFJOY 56 at gmail.com.
Okay, I got it. All righty.
That's right. I love you, and thank you for sharing. And I'm just in awe of God and how he uses his people and how we are to walk together and just, you know, bear each other's burden, you know, and to look out for each other.
So that's right, because she's been on my heart there since you mentioned her. So thank you so much for sharing, because that's how I knew. I told her, please send me thing, and I'll send it to her.
Thank you so much. I'll be looking for it, and I better look for it fast, because my email seems to just pile up with stuff from everywhere. But I'm going to, as soon as I get off, I'm going to look for that and print that out. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Barbara, was there anything else? Anything, any prayer need or anything?
Well, you've already prayed, and we've taken a lot of time, and I can always call you back next week.
And you can always email me and give me some information. We can touch base.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting about that. Okay. All righty.
All right, Barbara. Love you. Be blessed, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Amen. God is good. Get off here. Woo. Thank you. I just got so excited about that. I tell you, God is awesome. You just never know what he's doing. All right, let's go to 321-230. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Angela Joy? Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Antelise calling from Florida.
Okay, what was the first name again?
Antelise,
thank you. All right, and Antelise is calling from Florida. Well, praise God, my home state. I always like to let people know that, Antelise. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for Antelise calling from Florida. And Antelise, as I was meditating and stating your name, I heard the word fragrance or aroma. And hallelujah. So we just thank God for that. I don't know exactly what it means, but I think it has something to do with you creating an atmosphere that invites the presence, the fragrance, the aroma of Jesus into your environment and your and wherever you are. And that in that, that God is going to set the stage for his glory to be made manifest and for your miracles to become manifest as you create an atmosphere that brings in the presence of God, which is an aroma and a fragrance of the Holy Spirit, that things will begin to change and be moved because God, I mean, it's almost like, well, the word says, you know, you're sending up a sweet savor. So when you get into prayer and you begin to release some things and let them go, it's almost like God is going to, when he sees your heart and he knows that you're coming after him with everything that you have, it's going to cause a very change of the fragrance, and it'll be a sweet smell in his nostrils. And let me tell you, you know, say for instance, like I think in the natural, somebody gives me some nice, beautiful flowers, and I put them in a room. Do you know that really changes the fragrance and the atmosphere in that room? And it just becomes an atmosphere that, you know, I can just look forward to some, you know, expect some good things to happen. And that's what I feel about with this whole atmosphere that the Lord is saying, I want you to come into my presence and I want you to bring in your prayers that will create a sweet fragrance and a
sweet aroma, that I can do some things for you, that I can change the atmosphere that you're in. And I can change the atmosphere because the sweet aroma of the Holy Spirit is going to come forth. Let me tell you, a room can be stinking, but when you put a sweet fragrance in there, it changes the very atmosphere of the environment. And you want to hang out there. And that's almost like I sense like what I'm believing God is wanting to say. I want to hang out there. So let's have this atmosphere and this fragrance as you begin to release some things to me, and I'm going to do some things for you because your atmosphere is going to be so inviting that God is not going to be able to do anything but do what he said he's going to do according to his word. So we just thank you for that tonight, and we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit as he moves, as he orchestrates, as he demonstrates who he is. It all goes back to this word that God has released tonight, by acknowledging him, by inviting him and dwelling and hanging out with him in his presence. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it's Antalise, right? Antalise?
It's Antalise.
Antalise? Well, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm all right. A lot's gone on the last week, but today I'm okay.
You were saying you what now? You went through what last week?
I said a lot has gone on for me this past week, but today I'm okay.
You're okay. All right. Well, it's going to be okay. Hallelujah. We bless Jesus. It's going to be okay because I believe God is saying he's giving you instructions on how to make it stay okay, because he's going to be right in the center of everything that's going on to make it right, to change the atmosphere, to set up the atmosphere and to change what you're feeling into something that he will be involved with. You know, because God, it's like when God enters a situation, it can't help but change.
Mm-hmm.
When God's presence shows up, it can't help but be different. When God makes his presence known, things have to shift. When God shows up, things have to fall in line. So, Lord, I thank you that she will activate this thing that God is bringing here tonight, that things will have to move. Things will have to change. His presence is going to make some stuff fall into sync, get into line, because he's there. And when he's there, he makes the difference. His presence makes the difference. Him just showing up. So we thank you for that as she gravitates toward that, that she's depending on her God to show up and make the difference, for him to change the atmosphere, for him to shift stuff that's out of whack to get in place. She's looking to him for that this week. That's what she's going in for God for tonight, because she's going to acknowledge him as being the all-omnipotent one, the everlasting one, the powerful one, omnipresent one, the one who shifts things into place. So, Lord, she's going to get what she needs because the very shifting, the presence of God showing up, is going to cause things to manifest into what he wants them to be. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! My God, glory. Jesus. Because we're acknowledging God tonight. We're acknowledging him, so we're going to expect things to just fall into place. It may not be in the sync or the timing that we expect, but it'll be right on time. It'll be for the appointed time that these things will happen. Oh, hallelujah. So is there anything in particular you want prayer for?
Thank you so much. One of my friends, right before I called in, she was texting me that she was at the ER with her husband, and he was feeling weak and fatigued. And then, like, a few minutes later, she texted me and said that he was going to ICU. So So I can just get prayer for him. That would be
okay.
Great.
All right. Do you want to give their names or anything?
Tia and OC.
Tia and OC?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, and so it's OC who's having some problems?
Yes.
So, Father, we just lift up Tia and OC. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for, you know, sometimes we hear about situations and intensive care and all of this stuff. And, you know, but there's nothing bigger than you. So, Lord, we just thank you that you're there in ICU or intensive care or wherever he is. God, you're there to make your presence known. And, Lord, we thank you that Tia will not operate in fear, but, God, she will operate in faith. Does she have a relationship with the Lord?
Yes, she does.
Praise God. Well, then she knows her God. And, Lord, we thank you that she will acknowledge that you are God and that this situation is not beyond your control, is not beyond what you can do. You are a miracle-working God. You know how to change situations and circumstances. You know how to heal. You know how to deliver. You're all that and more. So there's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we just thank you that faith will rise up in Tia. And as I was praying for Tia, I had a vision of the men who brought the man who was sick on the bed, and they lowered him through the roof because they knew Jesus was there, and that as long as they could get him in there to Jesus, that they had faith to believe that he would be healed, and he was. Even if they had to climb up on the roof to make a hole to drop him down so that Jesus would heal him, that was a tenacity about the things of God and the faith that they needed to make sure that the healing took place. So, God, we want her to have that kind of faith. She needs to have that kind of faith, that whatever she has to stand believing for, that it shall be done according to her faith, and that it's important that her faith, that she has the faith of God right now to know that he works miracles, that he heals, that he delivers, and he is a God who can do just what she's believing for by faith. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. As the healing touch of Jesus is with OC, stretched out through and by the faith that Tia is carrying in that room. She's carrying him in the room with faith, just like those men, Lord, that man down by faith, because they knew Lord Jesus was able to do a miracle. Lord, let her have that kind of faith, and let her reach out and let down OC in the hand of Jesus. For healing. We just give you glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and I'm glad you were able to call in tonight. I don't think I've ever talked to you before, so what a blessing.
Yeah, thank you.
Walk
God bless
faith.
You.
All right, thank you. Anything right. else?
Nothing I can think of, no, thank you.
All right. Well, you be blessed, Aunt Elise, and we look forward to talking to you and hearing a testimony. Amen?
Thank you. Amen. Have a good night.
You too. All right. Good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Amen. Amen. Let me see. I've got. Okay. So there we are. All right. So we're moving on down. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of late, y'all. All right. Let's go to. I tell you, I was tired. I just got energized just by praying. Praise you, God. All right, let's go to 717-217. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
This is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Is this Anita from Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fired up.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost. That's the way,
yes.
That's the place to be. In the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, we
thank
bless
you.
Your name. Father, we just thank you for Anita calling from Pennsylvania tonight. And this is something about you, Anita, that needs to be contagious, that God wants you to use as a way of, infecting other people.
Yes.
He wants you to infect some folks, you know, all the ones that kind of loom and gloom around. You have an infectious disease. And what it is, it's called the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all those old grouchy folks, anybody hanging around trying to disrupt your atmosphere, trying to cause a little static or cause a little dismay or change the atmosphere to a little loom and a little gloom, we just ask that you just go over there and inoculate them with the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And what you're carrying will be contagious, that they won't be able to stay in your presence if they got to hang around with doom and gloom. It's not acceptable in your environment. They have to move.
Yeah.
Or they're going to either have to move or they're going to get infected. Lord, we thank you that she's carrying an infection of the joy of God.
Yeah.
And anything that's trying to not get infected, they better move out of the way because you're carrying something that's going to cause them to have to walk in a different light when they're up around you and in a different manner, because God has infected you with the joy. So that you can change atmospheres. You can cause demons to back up and say, this is not the atmosphere we want to hang out in. There's no doom and gloom up in here. So we need to move, because this woman is not tolerating. She's not working with us. You know, sometimes we work with the enemy because he brings stuff and we'll work with him. We'll be in agreement with him. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so. Oh, that's so. No.
Well,
they're going to move because they're not going to find an agreement with them. You know, how the word lets us know, how can two walk together? Let's say agree. Well, we're not agreeing with the doom and gloom. We're not we're not going to agree with the hopelessness. We're not going to agree with the impossible. We're not going to agree with you saying that's not possible or that doesn't look right or God, can God do this? Yes, he can. He can do whatever he wants and needs to do. Why? Because you're carrying the faith, the joy, to cause things to shift. And unless they don't, unless they want to shift, they need to move. They need to shift on up out of the place, because you are going to change atmospheres where you walk and where you go and what you talk.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for Anita tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that she will be a testimony in the earth of God's goodness and his love and his joy that he wants to release to his people. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, how are you doing, Anita?
I'm fine. I'm blessed and have his favor. I thank God for this word, because sometimes when that happened, this joy happened to me, and people think that I'm crazy, but I'm not.
They just
stare at me and say, "What's wrong with her?" And I say, "There's nothing wrong. I'm just happy and bubbling." And you need to get some happiness and bubbly in your skin.
Oh my God. They need to move. Either they got to move up out of the way or they're going to get infected. So one or the other.
One or the other.
Yep. They got to move or get infected. Praise God. Well, amen.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything you needed prayer for in particular?
Yes. My sister-in-law and her husband is having a tough time in their marriage. They don't seem to be reconciled to one another. You know, there's chaos and it escalates. and no one is listening to each other. So I want to pray, help them to pray that they will be willing to sit down and analyze what is happening within their marriage and get the help that they need. But that's an intervene in that manner. Because you have two hot-headed people. They don't want to listen to each other. You know, that's what it is.
So this is your brother?
This is my husband's
sister, okay.
Yeah.
So it's your sister-in-law, okay. And
yeah, my sister and her husband.
Does she know the Lord? Do they know the Lord?
Well, people can say they know the Lord, but when these things happen, you kind of question it a little bit.
I understand. Believe me, I understand. Yes, I do. I do. From a personal standpoint, and I'm not married, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. So, yeah, and that can be tough because I know you know, you're saying they're both hot-headed. You don't want to take sides.
Yes.
So, you know, one thing about the Holy Ghost and Jesus, he doesn't take sides. He just comes in and he just shows up and calls wrong, and that's it. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
So, Lord, I just pray for them right now, and do you want to give their name?
Oh, Jackie. Her name is Jackie, and his name is Richard.
All right, Jackie and Richard. All right, so, Lord, we just lift up Jackie and Richard tonight before you. And we just thank you, God, that, you know, we don't know their personal walk with you, but we know that you are a personal God. We do know that.
Yeah.
And so, Lord, you get real personal. And, Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you go in as a visitation to Jackie and Richard and get real personal with both of them. Hallelujah. Just lay it out on the line to them, Lord, as far as what's wrong and what needs to be corrected and how you are a loving and a forgiving God, and there's nothing too hard for you to do. There's nothing too hard for you to change. And, Lord, it's all about obedience. Are you going to obey what the word of God says? So, Lord, we just ask that you bring to their remembrance. They're walking with you, then we know a word has been planted in them. And that word, we ask that it be brought back to their remembrance as far as the word of God, that we are to love, you know, each other as we love ourselves. And, Lord, sometimes it's hard to love other people when we don't even love ourselves. That can be a clincher right there.
Yes.
So, Lord, if there is an area of their life where they don't love themselves and then they're making it hard for other people to love them because they don't even love themselves, Lord, set it straight. Set it straight. Help them to understand that you love them.
Yes.
And that you created them.
Yes.
And, God, you can make it right. You can cause them to understand that they cannot walk in this world they need to turn to you for fixing.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, whatever thing is going on in them individually that's causing them not to love themselves, which makes it impossible for them to love people the way you want them to be loved, God, we thank you for setting it straight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it starts with us, God. It starts with us loving ourselves and knowing that God loves us and that he's a forgiving God. And that he's a God who changes not, but he'll help us change. Ah, glory be to God. He don't change, but he'll help us to change. He'll help us to love ourselves and put it under the blood and walk in faith knowing that God is a God who can change us and make us to be lovable so that we can love somebody else. Lord, we thank you tonight. As they'll receive revelatory information that'll cause them to realize, I've got to love me first. Woo! And I've got to love God that loved me first.
Yes.
So that I can be able to love someone else and look beyond their faults and see their needs. So, Lord, we thank you as you go and you do a foundational restructuring of their lives.
Yes, Lord.
my God, a foundation change, a restructuring, a reforming of a foundation in each one of their lives.
Yes.
So that they can love themselves the way God loves them, so that they can love each other.
Yes.
So Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Because when that's done, everything else, when the foundation is right and it's built on love and loving God and loving yourself, things can fall into place. The structure can be sound.
Yes.
When it goes up, it'll go up right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank you for that tonight as you do work in their lives, in Jackie and Richard's life, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Woo, glory be to God. Well, thank you, Anita.
Thank you so much, too. Have a blessed night.
You too, and thank you for tuning in, and praise God. Hope we will talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night, Anita.
Good night.
Amen. Praise God. Let us move on down the line. Woo! My night is gone. It's gone pretty quick here. Yep. So let's go to 804218, and this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with? 804218. Hello, are you there? 804218. I don't know if they fell asleep on me. We will come back to them. Lord, just touch them and give them what they are looking for in your name. Hallelujah. Let's go to 709-500. And who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from? Hello, can you hear me? 709-500-500. Are you there? Or did we find someone else who didn't quite hold up on the phone for a while? Can you hear me? 709-500. This is Angela Joy from Georgia. All right. Well, it is late, guys. It's basically midnight here on the East Coast. 709-500. All right, so we'll put a mark there. And let's go on to, Lord, just touch them, whatever it is they're in need of. Just ask that you do it. Amen. All right, let's go to 954-580. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? I don't know if something's happened to the system or is everyone asleep? Glory be to God. 954-580. Are you there? Well, that's interesting. I don't know if something's happened to the phone. I hope you guys can still hear me. That's 954-580. Are you there? Okay, we got quite a few. Let's see. Let's see. Let's go then to 251-229. This is Angela Joy. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Hi, Sister Angela Joy.
Hey there. I tell you, I think everybody else fell asleep on me.
It's getting late. I guess they're like, they're full. They've had their dinner and everything.
No. It's been an awesome resurrection day. I mean, I was kind of like in a little, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was kind of unusual for me because I had the usual crowd, but not really. My son didn't come home. He had to work and then I had some other people that normally come. They came, but they came a little late.
So it was just a very busy weekend. So thank God, Sarah, you're making it in. So let me pray for you. Let me write down your number. All right. Well, we thank God for Sarah tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And as I was writing down your name, Sarah, I heard the word is explicit. It's like get explicit with God. So let's just find the definition for explicit. You know, I don't know if you were on earlier when I was talking about the definition of, you know, the word acknowledge and how important it is that, you know, God needs to be acknowledged. When he's acknowledged, just like with anything else, to acknowledge means to be recognized or seen as important, to be accepted and validated, to say that's legitimate. And so God is so concerned about us acknowledging him. And with that, you know, let me just put the definition in for explicit. And so with explicit, so I don't know why I thought that other part of what I mentioned earlier tonight up to you, but I think it plays in connection with the word explicit in what God is saying to you. So we went to, earlier we were discussing Proverbs and, you know, the scripture that trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So the word that jumped out was acknowledge him. So first of all, when we acknowledge God, we know that he is who he says he is, and he expects us to know who he says he is. That's how God, I believe he really feels wonderful about the whole thing of us knowing him to the point where we say, oh, I'm acknowledging God because I know who he is. I know he's important. I know that he is one to be recognized. I know that he's valid. There's not anything that's invalid about God. He's real, you know, and he deserves to be acknowledged, and I understand that, and I will acknowledge him for being who he is. And so since, Sarah, you know to acknowledge God in being who he is, a real God, a faithful God, a God of importance, a God who needs to be recognized, then you can go to him and explicitly and say things explicitly, clearly, and in detail, leaving the room for no confusion or doubt. Be explicit with the God you know, Sarah. Be explicit. Say clearly. In detail, leaving no room for confusion or doubt, because you can go to the God that you know, that you've acknowledged as being faithful, that you've acknowledged as being important, as the one you've acknowledged as being good. You can be explicit with him and expect results, Sarah. Go and release the details, which he already knows, but he wants you to know that you trust him to be a good God, a faithful God, an important God, a God who's valid, who doesn't lie, he doesn't change, he's the same yesterday and forever, so you can go to him with explicit details and lay it on the line and expect it will be no doubt about what he will do for you. So that's your word, Sarah. Go straight forward. Go clear cut. Go clearly. Go in detail. And leave it there with a God that you've acknowledged as being valid, as being real, as being good, as being a God you can trust and expect him to move. Because why? You've trusted him with some explicit details that he wants to have released from your mouth. He knows about the details, but he needs to hear it from you so that he knows that you know. You don't doubt him from being a good God. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was just, this is so just right on point, because before I called the prayer line and everything, PGN, I was praying for something in specific that, you know, that I wanted the Lord to, you know, just, I just went to him clearly about a situation. And, yeah, right before I called, you know, I wanted more of a spiritual walk. I wanted more of a, I was direct, you know, with my prayer. And I was praying before I called the prayer line, and it's like, you know, being direct and everything and explicit. And that is something. That's just the word of God. That's how he works. I mean, he's there. He's working everything out in the background. He knows what we want before we even say it or think it. But it's about us going to the throne, taking it there to him and believing in him that he will work it out, or he's already Amen. Worked it out. But it's us Amen. Taking it to him. Yeah.
Yeah. And by taking it to him, Sarah, you're acknowledging that he's the God that he said he is. See, that's the whole
yes.
point here tonight, is that God wants us to, that scripture, and I've never seen it in that light before, that scripture hangs on the fact that if you don't acknowledge him, you're not
yeah.
going to get what you need to get from him, because you're not giving any credence to who he says that he is, that he's good. Yeah, because I went through the definition, and it said that when you acknowledge something, you acknowledge it because it's good. It's what's needed. What did I say? That other word that came up was that he was, let me pull that word up again. I'm telling you, God is wanting us to be in a position of understanding who he says he is and acknowledging that, because
Ooh.
There are rewards in acknowledging someone. Like I was talking
mm-hmm.
to Barbara earlier about how I acknowledged the Lord finally and ended up in the place that he wanted me to be Saturday. And because that, there were other things hinging on that. For the simple fact that I was acknowledging God enough to know he can direct my path. You know, he can direct my path to the point I can't, but he can. Because I can't see tomorrow. I can't see 2 minutes down the road. God can. And so acknowledge means to accept or admit the existence of the truth that this God that we serve is important, that he is the one who is in charge, that he is the one that is able to set things in order, because we acknowledge his power. We acknowledge his authority. We accept who he says he is. And when we do, we can move in a direction and in a way that will show God that we believe
Amen.
He is who he says he is. If we can't acknowledge him, then we can't show God that we believe that he is who he says he is. That there's a legitimacy to him. Yeah, when he was carried by Mary, they wanted to call him illegitimate. But he's legitimate by the Holy Spirit. He's legitimate. He's
yeah.
legitimate. He's approved. He's accepted. And he's God.
Oh,
he is
glory.
God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. So when we see
glory.
Him in that way, we can't help but know that he is the one who's able to direct our path.
Yeah.
And we don't need to lean to our own understanding. We only need to acknowledge him. And he's going to do some stuff for us.
Glory.
Far beyond what we've ever imagined or thought about. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you.
Just, you know, thank you, Lord. It's just, you know, he personally wants us to be explicit, come to him clearly, and just get into that place in him that we've never, ever been before. Like, we're going in our prayer closet and be explicit with him. Be clear, because he's already been behind the scenes. He's already worked it out. All we've got to do is walk in it and be explicit with him.
Amen. 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 Yep. That's the God that, you know, that's all he's waiting for, is for us to walk in that place of understanding how important it is to acknowledge him. Who is he? He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the one that devils bow to. He's the one that sets things in order.
Glory. Glory.
This is the God. So when we acknowledge that, you know, the devils don't even take note. Wow, well, they finally realize this God that they serve. They've got an understanding of who he is and what he's about. Yeah.
You know, I was saying, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, even, you know, I lost my mom. I think I did tell you about it. Did I tell you I lost my mom last summer, 21?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she would say how the trees even worship him, because they're like, you know, they if you look at the branches, they have a Y, like for Yeshua, and even the stars, you know, when they twinkle, they're praising him.
Mm.
All creation has a way of bowing down.
All creation. Yes. And you know, my God, that's just awesome. When you think about it, and how, well, it's just like in the natural. You have a child and they acknowledge you. They acknowledge you that you are their mother, you know, you take care of them. And just think about, as I said earlier, it's like when someone does that, or you have a child that does that, you know, it's like you really want to walk in that place. You know, you want to stay in that place where they have reverenced and acknowledged you. You want to continue to show them, yes, I am. I am who you say I am.
Ooh.
And thank you for accepting me. Because I'm going to operate in that way, because I see that you see me in that way. You acknowledge that I am somebody in your life. You acknowledge that I have authority in the situation. You acknowledge that I'm important. You acknowledge that I'm good. So I want to bless you. Because you see for who I am to be reverenced in your life. So I want to do some stuff for you. That's how God, you know, when we acknowledge God and all the goodness of who he is and how faithful he is and how important he is in our lives and where he needs to be placed in our life and importance, then he can't help but, like, be drawn to us and say, I want to continue for them to know that I'm exactly that. And I'm going to continue to do some stuff so they will see that I'm exactly that. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory.
Oh, that was like a refresher. You know, the refreshing.
I think you got a word recently about that, too.
Yeah, the refreshing. It's, you know, it's just like you're being sprayed with his love. You can feel it radiate through your body. You can feel it. It's just Jesus.
Just Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Well, I'm glad you were able to call in. Was there something you wanted prayer for in particular?
No, I'm okay. I've just, you know, like I was in prayer in my closet in our prayer room before I called. And when I received this word tonight, it was like the Lord was right on pinpoint. He was using you. And it was right on point. And I was like, Lord, I just got through praying, and these, I was explicit.
Praise God. And you know, God, and you were explicit, and it was like God came back and said, that's right. That's exactly the way I need you to be. Because I want you to come to me believing that I'm everything that I said I am. So you don't have to hold back anything. You don't have to be concerned about, you know, what you should say and what you shouldn't say, because I want you to know I'm a God who hears and I listen. And I want you to be explicit. I want you to be clear, because I want to specifically do some things as you explicitly ask me to do them. I want
confirmation.
To do some things as you specifically and explicitly ask me to do them. I want to do them. So be specific. Be explicit. And God says, I believe the Spirit wants you to know that he wants you to come to him like that, so that he will get it just the way you want, you've been asking.
Yes, because, and I'm going to say this because I know you've got other callers. So this lady was telling me, now I want a husband. It was her first time, you know. And she said, and these are the things. She was explicit with the Lord. She says, I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe him to be a man of the Lord, to be him for, you know, I'm believing that he's going to be a hard worker just like I am, you know, with his profession and everything. And I'm going to believe. And she went and prayed about these things, and God gave it to her. She was just that clear. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, that's
he gave her exactly what she wanted.
Mm-hmm. We have to be of the mindset, because it's almost like it's showing God that you really do believe I am who I said I am. Because it's like, you know, we go to somebody and we really don't think they have the power to make, you know, any difference. We're talking to somebody and we have a situation and we go to them and we, you know, there's doubt in our mind that, you know, they really can accomplish what it is we're giving them information about. So what are we going to do? We're going to hold back a little bit. We're going to realize, I don't need to be explicit with them, because I don't need to be particular about how I say it or be explicit, because I don't know if they're going to really do it anyway. But we don't need to approach God like that, because we need to approach God knowing. With faith, knowing. When you don't have faith in a person doing what it is that you believe they can do for you, you may come half stepping. You may not be explicit. You may not be specific about what it is you have as a request. But when you know that this person, that our God, that he doesn't miss a beat, and that he's able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think, we don't need to come half-stepping. We need to come explicit, specific, particular about everything we're in need of, because we believe with our heart that he's able, with no doubt, to do everything that he says that he will do. We don't come halfway because, you know, like I said, I don't know if they really, so, you know, I don't know if I need to tell them all of this because I don't know if they can really. No, we serve a God that we can be real with, and we can lay it on the line, and we can clearly ask.
Right.
That's what the word says. We come boldly to the throne, boldly, with an understanding that this is God, and it's in his power to take care of and grant whatever it is that we are petitioning him for. That's how we come. We don't come sidestepping. We don't come in doubt. We don't come like we would approach man. We would come with faith, believing that this is God and all power. Like Jesus got up to celebrate Resurrection Day, that he got up what? With all power in his hands.
Yes.
Glory. Not just some, but with all power that is in his hands.
Oh,
so God,
amen.
We just know that you're God, and we trust God. We trust you. And we believe that you're going to do everything. Ha! That you said you were going to do with faith and belief. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you the glory tonight, God. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. because you are God.
Glory, glory,
glory. We don't have to come half-stepping to you.
Ooh,
we come in a sure stride, headed straight towards you. Boldly we come, believing that you're going to do everything that you said you're going to do. We don't have to come half-stepping at all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Exceedingly abundantly.
Yes.
Exceedingly abundantly. Boldly
Amen.
To the throne.
Amen.
Well, I'm thankful. Oh, my. I'm so thankful. I can feel the presence of the Lord. I mean, I'm so thankful. It's like I said, it's the best Resurrection Sunday. It's like a double dose. I went, I spent it with the family, you know, and it was just like a double dose. It rained here and everything, but this is just, it's a delight. Yeah.
Praise God. Well, like I said, I was really tired, and I was like, oh, Lord. And I told him, I said, you know, because I'm trying to be willing to do whatever God has said that he wants me to do. I don't want to come half-stepping. I want to come boldly, knowing that if God gave me something to do, I need to be faithful and put my hands to the plow and not take them off. So tonight, you know, I said, yeah, I'm going to do it, you know, and I've got a few things I have not done that I need to get up early tomorrow and do. And praise be to God, I'm just believing he's going to get me up and I'm going to do it. And because I don't start work, I forgot, I haven't checked my schedule, but they had me starting late on Mondays because they're cutting back some of our hours. So I normally would start at 3 p.m., but last Monday they started me at 5 p.m. So I hope that'll be it tomorrow because I have a lot to do tomorrow early. So, but I knew that God wanted me here, so I'm going to be here because I know there's a blessing in obedience. Hallelujah. There is a blessing in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just thank God for that, Sarah, and we just speak over you. You're getting your blessing from your obedience. Hallelujah. You're getting your blessing
Hallelujah.
From your obedience. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. There's a blessing, hallelujah, in you obeying, walking in faith concerning what you're asking for God to do. And you can just say, Lord, I know you're faithful, and however you do, whatever it is you do for me, I know it's going to be for my best. You're working it out for my good. You know, it may not look like what I expect it to look like. I may not see like what I expect to see, but we're going to see it because I know you're going to work it out just the way it should be, and I don't have to worry about it. So, amen. Amen. Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, have you been doing the inspirational speakers, like, of the Lord? Like a women's group, have you ever had that before? Like
I've had that before, and I was supposed to have something last. Let's see, what's the month? So days. I was going to have something this. I think it was the end of last month, and something happened, and I couldn't. God is connecting me with some different people. So I don't know what God is doing because he kind of shifted some things. And, you know, I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, I was doing something as a kind of set it up regularly, and then something shifted. I'll share a little bit, then I'm going to go on to another caller. But I had a lady who had volunteered. I asked her about a building, and she had said, you know, I wanted to know what she charged for me to use it. And she said, if you're going to do a women's, just a meeting, a Bible study or a fellowship, she says, I feel like the Lord has given me this building for me to just kind of let people use it here and there for things like that. So I say, well, what's the charge? Oh, I won't charge you anything. So anyway, we had the first one, and it went well. And then when I called her about the second one, time that I was going to go, she said, well, I let you use it that first time, and but now I'm going to have to charge you. Now, she told me when I asked her about the cost, she was like, oh, and I asked her like at least two times, at least two or three, because I called her and asked her, then I met her and asked her, and I think I asked her twice when I met her. And she's, no, God gave me this, and, you know, it was like this building, and I can do this. And I was like, well, okay, you know. So when I got out there, we did the first one, you know. So I talked to her a couple times after that. She didn't say anything. So when I called back and asked about planning the second one, she was like, well, I'm going to have to charge you. And I was like, oh, okay. And because I was willing to pay, and I know what my budget was, but I know what I couldn't pay or what I wasn't going to pay, because basically what I do it as a blessing. I don't have anybody giving me anything to do it. I pay for it myself. I buy all the food. I take care of everything by myself, and then I invite other people to be on the program or do whatever it is, you know, lead prayer, praise and worship, all of that. We just do it, you know, together, and I don't charge them. They don't charge me, and so that's the way it is. But I think she thought I was getting money. So when I went out there, when I called her, she says, well, I just have to let you know. Basically, I was out there about 4 hours. She said, it'll be $200. So I was like, well, you know, I have to travel 45 minutes to get out there when I have a place down the street for me that I don't have to pay that kind of money. So it's not going to be worth it for me to drive all the way over there. So she says, well, I just wanted you to understand. I was like, well, I understand. I said, but I know you told me at first when I asked you two or three times, you said there was no cost. So now it's a cost. But I think what happened was she saw it and she thought that we had some money and that someone told her you need to charge. So let me tell you this. And, y'all, I'm not trying to really be funny or anything. But the Lord just really said, okay, that's fine. You know, don't worry about it. So, but the Lord kept dealing with me a last week or two, like, you need to call her. Okay, God, well, I need to call her. Just call her, okay? And just let her understand that you don't have any ill feelings about what she did. Just call her. So I called her a few days ago, and I was going to tell her, you know, I don't have any ill feelings about that, but she wouldn't even let me call, say that. Because immediately when I called her, she picked the phone and I told her who I was. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, I was just touching base. Oh, I'm so glad you called. And I was like, okay. And so she was like, yeah. She says, I haven't been doing too well. And I was like, well, what happened? She said, and get this, y'all. I'm going to tell you, when God fights for you, you better know God's fighting for you. And if somebody tells you they're supposed to do something, and they don't do it, and they renege on it, just give it to God, because it's not us to go and fight. I wasn't going to fight with her and say, well, you told me. I just said, okay, but I can't travel 45 minutes. It wouldn't be worth it, you know, because I have a place right near me where, you know, it'll be little or nothing. And so I just let it go. I was fine. You know, I was like, no hard feelings. You know, I didn't tell you this. You told me that. I offered to pay, and you said it was free. But now all of a sudden you want to charge me $200. So I was like, you know, okay, fine. But the Lord, and I was like, well, Lord, I don't have anything against her. He said, call her. I called her. And she's an older, you know, she's quite a bit older than me. So I was like, and so y'all know she is old, man, and she's older, much older than me. But anyway, so I called her, and I just really, you know, was talking to her, and she was like, oh, yeah. And she says, I fell down, and guess what, y'all? She fell down and has been totally, like, incapacitated until the other day when I called her. She said she was just, it was her first day out of the house since the time that she told me she was going to let me use the building. She fell down and injured herself almost the day after she refused for me to come out there. Now, don't tell me that God won't chastise us. And I think she knew that she basically lied. You know, I offered to pay, and you wanted to charge me $200. And it's like when you, and then the date that I had set up for me to go out there and do the meeting, and I was just calling her to just confirm some things, that's when she said, I will have to charge you. And do you all know that a few days after that, that woman fell down and injured herself? And the other day when I called her, which about 3 or 4 days ago, was the first time she has been able to get up and get out of her house since then. Don't play with God. Don't play with what has his hand on. Don't lie to the Holy Spirit. We know what happened to Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to the Holy Spirit. They died. Don't play with the Holy Spirit. Don't play with God. Because she didn't lie to me. She lied to God. You know, the money started looking good. So I'm not going to let her use this building for free. I believe someone came to her and said, you don't need to let her use this building for free. After I've asked her three times almost, why? What do you want me to pay? Nothing, nothing. It's free. But then when you saw us come out there and you saw that we were a group of ladies that may appear to you that we had something, it became, we're going to charge. And a few days after I was supposed to be out there, you have been injured up until the other day when the Holy Spirit had prompted me to call. Why? Because the Holy Spirit wants me to know, God wants me to know that it doesn't matter what people think they're doing or getting over on folks or lying. I'm going to be God. And I take things seriously when you put your word on, especially when it's concerning the things of God. Guess what? I ended up with another place I can go. Guess what? I'm not out of anything. When God moves me into this place of where he's taken me and the doors have opened, God's already prepared another place for me. But I know she would have been truly blessed had she obeyed God. But I believe that woman suffered injury because she lied to the Holy Ghost. She didn't lie to me. You know, just like, you know, she didn't lie to me. So thank you, Sarah, for saying that, because I really didn't plan on saying anything about that. But that brought it up where, yes, God has told me to do that. And I've been doing it. And how the enemy wanted to try to, and I love, she's a sweet lady. I mean, she's an older lady, sweet lady. I think somebody, the enemy used somebody to really tell her, you need to charge. After she's, God told me to, okay, didn't Ananias and Sapphira tell the people that, or tell Paul that, you know, God told them to sell the property and give the money to the church? And then they reneged on it? And they lied about what they sold the property for? And then they died?
Yeah. Yes.
And they thought they were lying to a man, but they were lying to God? Watch it. When God has his hand on something and he's telling people to do something and they want to do opposite of what, now I believe God told her to do that, to let me have it for, you know, those things. Because she said, oh, I won't take nothing. I won't take nothing. Then you're going to lie to God? You're going to back up on God? No, it wasn't about me. Because guess what? God has already given me another place. It was about me.
Yeah.
So I do.
It was him and his work.
Yes, him and his work. You know, right. Him and his work. You're looking at me when you should have been looking at God. And what does God? But she told me. God told me to do this. Then you want to renege on God for a few cents, and then get injured and laid up in bed, or couldn't get out of the house for like, what? It's been what, almost a month?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. For almost a month. I just called her, like, maybe 3 days ago. And she told me that was her first day able to get out of the house, and she was going to the doctor. Thank God, she said, I didn't break anything. And I'm thinking, I really believe that God was dealing with her because she was so happy to hear from me. It was in her voice. Like, oh! You know, I'm thinking she's going to have an attitude. Like, what's she calling me about? You know, I already told her she's got to pay if she comes back. When I called that woman, she was so excited to hear from me. Oh, please. And I said, well, I'll be checking on you. And I said, well, I will bring you. No, don't bring me anything. You know, I was like, wow, you know. Let me tell you, folks, God is somebody. He really is. He really is somebody. Well, I don't know, Sarah. You just pulled all that out of me. But...
Well, I just knew that you're a woman on the move for God, and when people say they're going to do something, it's not for you. It's not for you. You're doing His work, so you know it's a no-brainer. It's like she's doing the work for the Lord, so you, now she would have been blessed if she continued to let you do it, but you know, because it's for it's actually for the Lord and His work. So yeah, I can see how everything went into play and how everything happened like that. I, you know, for her. So, but the Lord is, you know, you don't renege on Him and say, okay, well, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to do this and keep going around and around.
Well, the money looks good. It's just the money looks good. You know, money, people are, you know, the money looks good. But let me tell you, on top of that, and then I'm going on to the next caller, she not only... What, not only did her health became come into play, but she actually told me when I called her the other day that she lost money. See, she has that building, sometimes she caters out to different functions. And so she was looking at me as a way of getting revenue. But see, I told her what I was doing, and she insisted on me not paying her anything. Anything. Now, I wasn't going to pay her $200 for a couple hours, no, or a few hours, no. But I asked her, I would have said right up front, no, I can't afford, I'm not going to afford, I don't want to afford to do that because I have other people that I bring with me, but I'm not asking them for money. I want to bless them. I'm bringing people that their gifts and their, like Prophet Randy does. He doesn't charge us to come on here and do this show. He lets us come on this show as a platform so that God will be glorified. That's exactly what I was doing. I was bringing people in to speak and to minister that people don't know anything about in this area to a certain extent so that their giftings and the giftings of God would go forth so people would be blessed and they would be able to be used on a platform that would cause them to be blessed and others. I wasn't going to ask them for a dime. You come and you are able to minister and you don't have to worry about having to set up a building or anything. So not only was I being blessed, I was blessing somebody in return for her opening up the building. But money came into play. And when money came into play, that changed the whole view of this thing because she saw the money. And then on top of that, she lost money. You know, on other, she had events. She told me when I called her the other day, she had events planned for those weeks that she was incapacitated and couldn't get up. So not only did she not obey God, she lost a blessing from not being able to do the other things that were planned for that building because she was injured. She had several events that she had to cancel after she said, I had to pay.
You don't?
So it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the fact that, you know, she didn't let me come. She had several events she had to cancel where there were several, probably thousands of dollars she ended up losing because she couldn't do the jobs anymore. She was injured.
See, it was about doing the Lord's work. Yes. It was about doing His work. And He's serious. You know, you're setting up everything and getting it ready to the glory of God. And when she, you know, the Lord is, He's on the move. And when you're doing His work, it's best just to let God, you not go back on His word.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I mean, this is a serious thing. We're talking about Ananias and Sapphira who lost their life because they lied to the Holy Spirit. They didn't lie to him, Paul. They lied to the Holy Spirit. Or who was it? Was it Paul or Peter? I can't remember. But they lied to the Holy Spirit. They didn't lie to him. They lied to God. She didn't lie to me. Because I was removing myself out of the way. You're lying to the Spirit of God. You reneged on the things that God told you to do, that you said that God told you to do. But all of a sudden, I don't know why I can hear in my mind like Judas, 30 pieces of silver, you know. You wanted that. And on top of that, not only did you lose, did you not get those, but you lost all the other money that could have come had, I believe, now I don't know you all, I could be wrong, had she walked into obedience, in the obedience of what God had told her to do, I don't think she would have lost that other money.
Uh-uh.
And not only was she would not have lost money to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, no.
She could have fallen and injured herself in a very bad way. She's not a young woman. And to be laid up for like a month, she had to have done some serious damage.
Yes.
So I'm saying all that, guys, to let you know, when we give our word, and especially if we're dealing with somebody that we know walks with God or tries to have a relationship with God, and I'm not trying to, I think she knew. I wasn't trying to run over her or do anything underhanded. That's why I believe the Spirit of God told me to call her back. Call her. Check on her. Oh, God, what do I want to talk to her for? I mean, you know, I'm fine. I'm good. It's not about you. I need you to call her. And what he wanted me to do or know was what she told me. That he wanted me to know, I'm fighting for you. I got you. And even during the time period where she tried to prohibit or the enemy tried to prohibit you from moving in that direction, while he was doing that, I opened up another door for you anyway. So,
wow, that's God.
God. Yeah.
Where one door closes, he opens up another one.
Right. Ooh. And then, you know, and you can say, well, maybe she wasn't supposed to have it. Well, I think God wanted to bless her. But, you know, yeah, I think he wanted to bless her in that manner, but she just chose not to follow through on what she said she was going to do. So,
yeah.
Can't blame God. Can't blame God. All right, Miss Sarah.
Well, I thank the Lord for everything. This has been really rewarding. I acknowledge the Lord that he's given you the gifts and you're shedding light on his the word that he gives you, not only to me but to others, you know, and that you may continue to prosper in his word.
Amen.
You definitely
well, thank
got
you so
the
much.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
I said you definitely have the gifts flowing through you. It's like a fivefold ministry of exhortation, giving the word of God, and the ministry. So I just congratulate you on that for acknowledging the Lord. That is so beautiful. And then, you know, giving it to others, too, just the way it is.
Well, I can't do any, and I definitely, you just don't know how sometimes, y'all, I just feel so inadequate, you know, just so inadequate. Just not feeling as if I'm doing a whole lot for what, you know, concerning what the Lord wants me to do. But I know it's a walk by faith, and as I continue to walk, you know, because I'm older, I'll not lie to you guys. I look at my life and I think I should have been way, way, way down the road. But I believe that God has hit the reset button. And that there are some things that God is going to do in our lives, in your life, and in my life, that we think we missed, but we didn't. God is hitting the reset, and we're getting ready to get some stuff that the enemy tricked us out of, or somehow we got off course. But we continue to stay in his presence and to seek after him. We're going to get everything that the Word of God promised that we were supposed to have in our destiny. So you leave with that, Sarah. You know that God is going to, as long as you stay focused on him and understand that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, that you're not going to miss it. And if he has to reroute you to get it, you're going to get it. You're going to get what God has when you have your eyes focused on him as being the master of your destiny. So praise God. We can walk in faith with that.
Amen. Well, it's been a great evening. I'm not going to say anything else because we end up talking about the goodness of the Lord. I mean, it's Him. It's Him. All Jesus.
And that's the way we want it. All Jesus, not me. All Jesus. Well, thank you, Sarah, for calling in, and be blessed, and we look forward to talking to you again later.
Okay, have a blessed night.
All right, you too. All right, good night.
Okay, good night.
All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go here. Oh, man. Let's go to 1111. Who am I speaking with?
Well, God bless you. It's Carmen.
Well, God bless you too, Carmen. God bless you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Just listening in on the conversation, and
I love Sarah. I'm just blabbing
She's
my mouth.
Such a blessing. Sarah is such a blessing too. Whenever she comes on, she's such an encourager. She's such a blessing.
Oh yes, yes, she is. Praise God. I said, you're drawing more out of me than I should. than I should say. But we know it's all good. God has a reason for this because, you know, there's something that somebody needs to grab hold of sometimes when we start, and I know you understand, when we start talking about certain things and, you know, we just have to, like, just be led by the Spirit and know that somebody is getting something out of this. And it may not just be the person that you're talking to, but somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let me pray for you. And I do have something that just kind of leaked in my spirit. Hold on a second. Let me just look for something. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, Lord, we just thank you that the word of God that is in Carmen, that I just sense that the Lord is saying that, you know, sometimes when you are releasing words to people or you're praying about a situation, it is provocative. It provokes the enemy to try to maybe to provoke a strong reaction from the enemy, that he sometimes doesn't really take kindly, I guess I would say, to some things that you're believing God for, some things that you're releasing into the atmosphere, some things that you're letting out of your mouth against him. He's getting a little bit like, it's causing a strong reaction. He's a little irritated by it. Fact, it really kind of bothers him, and so I just sense that the Lord is saying He wants you to know that, and that this is Him, and it's a deliberate strategy that the Lord is using in and through you to just slap him upside the head a few times. So that he remembers that you know who your God is and that you can expect him to move and act upon the word that you release out of your mouth. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for her boldness, for her deliberate way of agitating the enemy, for actually causing him to be upset and provoked that God's got her and she's doing what God has called her to do. So you might as well get a clue, devil, that Carmen is going to do what God called her to do. And just you keep on doing it, sister. And God wants you to know, don't even think about toning it down. Keep on. Don't you dare tone it down. Don't you dare. You keep on annoying the enemy with the word of God. So we just thank you for that. Hallelujah. That was kind of unusual.
Well, he annoyed us enough, right?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And he still tries to all the time. Yes, he does. Yeah, so what do you think about that, Carmen? How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yeah, that is, that sounds like me.
I didn't know how to say it at first. It was like, thank God. It was like, and I was like, what? And, you know, so then as I began to say it, of course, you know, it became clear what God was trying to say. I was like, what? You know? But praise God. I mean, it's a weapon of your warfare.
Yes. Well, God's got his secret strategy.
Yes, he does.
Yes, exactly.
You're on the offensive.
Get out of here.
You know, sometimes we, you know, we want to, you know, we're on the defensive. But it's like God is saying, no, that's an offensive move right there, what you're doing. You're on the offensive move. You're doing the offensive move. And that's not something the enemy takes too kindly, because he gets thrown off a little bit when we're walking in the place of being in an offensive strategy. He's so used to us being in a defensive mechanism where he comes at us and we kind of defend. But no, God says it's time for us to be on the offense, and that's exactly what you're doing. God is showing you how to walk and do things in the offensive way that the enemy is being thrown off by. Because he's not used to us coming up in his stuff, talking about him and letting him know that we know who we are. No, he's always used to us, like, trying to, like, you know, hide behind something and you know, protect ourselves from his hit. But no, we're hidden this time. We're hidden. Hallelujah. We're throwing some darts. We're launching some missions.
You know, yes, and that's like me, because I don't like surprises, so I'm like, no, let's just go move and cover this and move forward instead of, you know, just sitting there and doing nothing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, because that's what he wants us to do sometimes. He wants us to just to sit there and let him start throwing punches at us. And we don't have, you know, he gets thrown off when it's us throwing the punches, you know, when we're using the word, when we're sending out the ammunition. He's kind of thrown off because he's not used to Christians. A lot of us, we don't do it like that. But God is saying, we need to do this more. We need to do that more. We need to be on the offensive.
But in war, that's the strategy that they use. They do that because if they don't want the enemy to get power.
That's right.
To stay weak and to keep them down. Because if you don't, then you're the one that's going to be down.
That's
awesome, military
what you just
strategy.
Said.
Yeah, that's military strategy right there. So, you don't let the enemy get strong. You hit him when he's still weak, because if you let him get a little bit stronger, he may get even more stronger. So you knock it down.
Yeah, I hope everybody's hearing that. That is really, I mean, if we can operate more in that mindset, we can see some stuff
and
change.
And not only in prayer, in everything that we do, we should be like that. We should have, you know, a strategy, something in place, and knock it down before it even rises in its head, you know, whatever it is. You know, you don't wait for things to happen. And it's like I was telling somebody today, we're talking about something that's still in the future, right? And I'm like, no. We're talking about this now. Because I know what's ahead, and I know what's going to happen. And if we don't deal with it now, it's going to be a big problem later on. Now. And this person does not like with the things in the now. Right?
Wow.
And I've already seen, because of the prophetic calling, I already seen what's coming. And I'm like, no. This is not, no. I don't like surprises like that. I know. I've seen this before. I've seen this in other people's lives before. and this can't happen. We have to have this godly plan in place.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right on time for you then, because, I mean, God is really speaking to you then a lot about the offensive, how to stay on the offensive. And there's
don't make a move until
you
got that.
Yeah, and then you explain the
that.
Right, and then you explain the military, you know, thing of how that's how you, you know, in the military state of mind, you defeat your enemy. You know, that's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought about it like that, but yeah, that's awesome because, you know, you have to have that strategy in place to be on the offensive because you've got to know you've got to get to them before they try to get to you.
You use that with your money because you can end up having a big issue later on. You could end up you use that strategy whether in marriage, whether you're courting somebody, whether you know you're making plans for a move, anything that you have that you're going to do. You have to have a strategy ahead of time and have it blessed by the Lord. Have your guidance by God. And don't wait for things to happen because there's some people that, you know, they're happy-go-lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And, ooh, that bothers me. You know, I'm like, hello, wake up. Do you not see, you know, the signs ahead? You can't be, you know, like that, you know. Yeah, things can change. That's okay. But we know at the last minute, God is there. God is in control, and he will, you know, will help you regardless. But he's not going to let you do nothing. He gives you a mind so that you can, you know, seek him and seek his guidance in the matter.
Amen.
And then you have victory.
Amen.
But not let life go whatever way it wants and, you know, oh, it'll work out. No.
No, you're right.
No.
You're right. You're right. Well, God is a God of order and discipline. You know, he structured the earth and the creation was by order. You know, there was an order. So, no, I mean, God is not some like flighty God walking around with no order. There's order. You know,
So. It has to be his order. And him, you know, you seeking him in the matter. And not just, you know, you doing your own thing. You seek him in the matter. And, okay, Lord, what do we do here? What do we do here? And if something else changes, then he'll give you a quick strategy. He'll, you know, you're always trusting the Lord. But everything you do has to be through him. You know, but you don't wait for the battle to start, and then you start thinking what you're going to do.
Right.
It's too late then.
Right.
It's too late
then. Yeah, you're right. You know, but that's how, you know, the enemy really sneaks up on us, you know, with a sneak attack. Well, actually, that's a door we opened for him to come through, actually. It's just, you know, we created an opening for him, and then we want to wonder why certain things happen, but we actually gave him access, you know, to that. You know,
exactly.
A lot of times, you know, the devil came and he did this and he did that, but no, he didn't really have to do anything. All he had to do was just walk through the door because you left the door open. You know,
he didn't
really have to do it. I know. It's just like, you know, you have a burglar that comes in your house. Well, they don't really, you know, they didn't. Sometimes people leave their doors open. They don't have to break in the house. They just walk through the door that you forgot to lock. You know, so that's what the enemy
You know, that's
does.
Funny. I just went downstairs and I locked the door because I felt the Holy Spirit say, go check your doors, and I locked the door.
Praise God. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, so the enemy, we think he's bursting the door down or breaking and entering. No, he's not doing some of that. A lot of times he just opens the door. He doesn't even have to open the door. You left the door open, you know. He just walks right in with the things that we do. And, Lord, help me. You know, I just have to, because I'm telling you, he's always looking for a way in. He's always looking for a way in, you know. So we just have to be mindful of that. The enemy, what's the word say? He goes to and fro in the earth. What is he doing? Seeking,
seeking
who he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going through in and out, all about checking it out, trying to see.
Exactly.
Where can I get in, you know? You know what? I think the devil thinks, yeah, they're always talking about how I'm breaking into their stuff. No, you're leaving the door open.
That's funny because I told this person that to always close the doors on their car. And this one night, he didn't, right? And the alarm went out. And I didn't check until morning because I was so tired and sleepy. I didn't go. And somebody had gone into my car. And they were messing around with, but, you know, he thought a lot of things were, but they couldn't find anything, so they didn't take anything. And I'm
right.
Like, do you see why? I'm always saying, do this and do that and be, you know, prepared ahead of time and, you know, protect yourself. And so because
mm-hmm.
he was too sleepy, and that's what's going to happen in the last days. People are going to get sleepy.
Mm.
And if they get sleepy, they don't do
wow.
the right thing.
That's the word that'll preach. Wow. They're getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Wake up,
yeah,
church.
Yeah, and it's right at the end. Exactly. We can't have a sleepy church. We have to have a church that's awake. And even Jesus told his disciples, could you not pray with me 1 hour? They were sleeping.
Yes.
He says, so they wouldn't fall into temptation. So there's a reason for all of this. We can't get sleepy, especially as things get dark and hard. We can't get sleepy. We got to continue doing what we know to do and keep on and keep on. Amen.
Praise God. That's good right there. Woo! Can't get sleepy, church. Wake up. Wake up. The enemy is going to and fro in the church, in the earth, in the church, in the earth. Can you imagine? He's coming up in the church. Why? Because the church is sleepy and left doors open.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
They're too tired.
Too tired.
Wake
and
up.
You know, and we can't allow him to just continue to try to wear us out either. Because you know what?
And that's why
that's the whole
soldiers.
Thing. Yes.
Soldiers.
Yes.
They train. They train. And they're fit. They eat. They want their body strong. They want their, you know, their mind strong. So that when they're out in battle, they're constantly training. So we have to train with the word constantly. Constantly.
Mm.
Have and in
yes.
our physical bodies. Train our
yes.
physical bodies. Be in health. No matter how old you get, especially
mm-hmm.
as you get older, we get tired. So we got to
yes,
train these bodies even more. Amen.
Woo! Amen. Well, I needed some of that today. Lord, I was like, but, you know, it's so invigorating once you get on and start praying and walking into the place that God wants you to be. He will equip you and he will strengthen you to do what he's called you to do.
Amen.
That makes, you know, and that even makes you think about Carmen, like, man, that's even more of a reason to try to do what God wants you to do, because he will strengthen you as you do it. You'll get all tired sometimes lying around because you're not doing what God called you to do. But once you walk into that place of obedience, of doing what he called you to do, he will strengthen you to do it. Whoa, that's good right there. That's good.
Yeah, but we have
Great.
To do our part.
Yeah, we got to do
our
part
of the commitment.
Yep, we got to be obedient. Got to be obedient. We've got to follow through. You know, on what God, like I was talking earlier about the lady, you know, with the situation I had. Her thing was, you know, not following God so that she could be strengthened to do what God had her as a part of that. That was part of what God wanted to do for and in through her and through her. But she didn't see it that way, you know. And that's because we're looking at things, you know, in the natural and not by faith and by the Spirit of God. So, wow, I tell you.
You know, as I was hearing you saying that, I felt that, you know, sometimes God gives opportunities to people to change. And I
yeah.
can't
oh,
help
wow.
think, but think how many other people she did it until she finally, God said enough. You know, because God is merciful. God is, you know, gracious. He gives you opportunities. So I can't help but think how many opportunities he had given her before something happened.
Yeah, that's amazing because, you know, and I went, Carmen, not expecting not to pay. Now, I went to her expecting to pay her something. And I'm sure it was at least three times I said, are you sure? You know, I went offering to pay. Now, I wasn't going to pay what she was, if that's what she was going to ask, I would have just said, well, that's a little bit more than I want to pay. You know, done deal. Hey, fine. But she said nothing. She said nothing. You will pay nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, how can you turn away, you know, something that you believe God's directing you to do, and there's nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I do believe I was supposed to be there because some things happened with that first meeting that gave me, you know, an understanding that God was moving in this situation. But, you know, I don't know. But it didn't stop God because he's going to open up whatever it is that's necessary for me to continue doing what he's called me to do, which he already is. So praise God. He's good.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Was there anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
An unspoken prayer as the Lord leads.
Okay. All right. Glory be to God. Well, Lord, we just thank you for Carmen tonight. And we know that she looks to the hills from whence cometh her help. Her help cometh from the Lord. You made heaven and earth. And as you were saying that, I saw hills. I saw hills. And I saw a radiant light coming like from behind the hills like the sun and radiating from the shadows of the hills, where your help is coming from. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord, as she continues to look to the radiant light that's coming up from behind the shadows of the hill, because that's where her help will come from. That's where her source is. That's what has, you know, everything that's needed to accomplish whatever it is that she's standing in need of or desiring or praying for. So, I just see hills, and I see that you're looking toward the hills from whence your help comes from. And, Carmen, you know where your help is coming from. So that's where your focus is to be. That's how you're going to get the answer. That's how the manifestation is going to take place, by looking to the hills and the sun, rising up from the hills, from your help, from where your help comes from. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding, and that she will continue to look to you for your divine intervention and your divine connections that you're going to do and make in the season for her, that you will be glorified. We just give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Mary's song. There is a song that goes, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to you, whose throne is in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Glory, that's where your eyes are, Carmen. Oh, glory, I felt that one.
Yes.
My God, thank you, Jesus. You know where
your
help comes from, and you know that you serve a God of all possibilities. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He's
thank
not
you,
insufficient Lord. In any area. You know, we might have some insufficient funds here and there, but God, our God, is never insufficient. Never insufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no such thing as our insufficient God. He is sufficient. He's able to supply every need that we have. Glory be to God.
All the things you're saying, I'm hearing songs. I'm hearing all these songs.
Praise God.
I better get off because I'm going to keep on singing.
Okay. Yeah, start. And then you, well, you can go get off and start singing, Carmen. You can get off and start singing.
Amen.
Sing yourself to sleep.
All right. Yes, amen. Amen. God
all
bless
right. Well,
you.
Well, thanks so much, Carmen, for calling in.
Good night.
All right, good night. Amen. We got a song in our heart. We'll try to get a couple more. I think our lines may close down, but it's after one. Okay, let's go to 469-553. This is Joy. Am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi, 469-553. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I got hung up, but I do have a young lady, Karen, is going to be calling you.
Oh, okay,
my phone got active. She's going to email you, so she's going to ask you for the email as you pray for Karen.
Oh, she on there now?
Uh-huh. She said she was on there, and she called you. And her number, I guess you need the last four of 845 number.
What her area code in the first three?
Okay, 845. I'm trying to cut your recording.
Okay, I see. I think she's next.
Okay, can you get her so she needs to do your, she doesn't call very often, but she needs your
okay.
email so she can paste and copy what she gave me.
Oh, okay. All right, then. All right, well, I'll get to her.
Okay, thank you. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, so let's go. All right, this is Angela Joy, 845-893. And who am I speaking with?
Hello, Angela. This is Karen Reeves.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm just fine, sweetie. Do you have an email address that I can send that information to you?
Sure. It's full, F-U-L-L, of O-F, Joy, J-O-Y, 56 at gmail.com.
Just 56?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So full of joy, 56 at gmail.com. I'll email that to you tomorrow.
Okay, praise. Well, do you want me to pray over you? I can. I just.
I'm open to whatever the Lord gives you.
All right, I just heard like strengthen or strategy for you. So I don't know what that means, but whatever it is that endeavors that God has you involved with, there's a strategy, and He's strengthening the strategy of that for His glory, for the benefit of the body. So just heard, that's what I heard, just strengthening of the strategy. What, how awesome. I just felt the Lord, the strengthening of the strategies that God, like God has spoken some things to you, and He's going to strengthen the strategy so that you will definitely understand and be able to proceed in the direction that He's leading you, because He's going to strengthen. And there are some things I believe that God has shown you that it is Him, and it is a strategy that He has formulated for you, and to be encouraged that He will strengthen you as you continue to walk in faith to do the things that He's instructed you to do. You don't even have to be concerned about anything except for to be obedient. And as you are obedient, that strategy that He's given you, God is going to strengthen it. So we just thank you for your obedience. We thank you for the manifestation of God's Holy Spirit in your life to lead, guide, and direct you, and to show you some things that are, you know, we don't just see laying around. These are things
outside
that are
the box.
Considered. Yes, 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 yes. Glory be to God. So we just thank God for that. And we just give Him glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well, I understand the word. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And what was your
that
first name?
What are you doing? Pardon, hon?
What was your first name again?
I didn't hear. Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen. So what were you saying? Go ahead.
Yep. No, I just said that that's pretty much hitting the mark, basically.
Okay.
So
amen.
He's been working something ever since Brownsville Revival days.
Wow.
So, and it is fixing to explode.
Woo! I'm excited. That just did something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I can't
oh,
wait
yeah.
for it to
I used to live in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I spent 16 years in Georgia.
Oh, wow. What part?
Just a little north of you, honey.
Oh,
so.
Okay. It's an interesting area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually went to college in Vidalia.
Oh,
in Valdosta,
really?
Rather.
Valdosta, yeah. That's down toward
mm-hmm.
Borderline, yeah. Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
it kind of threw me off moving here, but I've been here a long time now. So God has carved out a niche, and he has
mm-hmm.
Connected me with people, you know. I'm pretty much, I don't know, I guess God has kind of set me apart in a sense. And then there are people that connected with me with because of the area being so different from what I was accustomed to. It's like that's just the strategy that God used with me. And I found my peace, you know, because I didn't have my peace here. I was like, oh, I can't believe that I'm in this place. You know, moved away from, you know, from Florida to here. And, but now, you know, it's almost like, I'm ready for the explosion.
A little different.
It's what now?
George, I said Georgia's a little different.
It is.
I spent 16
is.
Years in Georgia. So.
Where are you now?
I'm in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas. Okay.
I'm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in Arkansas
this
morning, and I'm in Texas right now.
Oh, okay. That's quick traveling.
Yeah.
That's
well, God
traveling.
Has his plan and his purpose, and sometimes he calls you to go somewhere, and when he calls you to go somewhere, you go. And then
yes,
you receive
you
whatever he wants you to receive, and then you go on back to where you were supposed to be, and you expand. So
praise God.
I'm working on
like
expansion.
I like that. I like that. Well, from what I deal with some of the members or clients that I deal with, I mean, it looks like Texas is getting ready to explode. There are a lot of people that I've talked to moving from California to Texas. I don't know what it is about Texas that is attracting these Californians, but they're coming.
Yes, we got one right down the street that came in. And
these Californians, they're like, the only thing when I talk to them on the phone a lot of times is like, we're getting out of here. Well, where are you going? We're going to Texas. I'm like, wow. It reminds me of back in Florida when all the New Yorkers came to Florida. They're like, where are you going? We're going to Florida. So the Texans.
I think they're coming to Texas for a whole different reason, though. It's not just
yeah.
to escape the cold. So
oh, no.
I got my one sister just moved here with her husband from Florida. So,
no, oh, okay.
They're coming from
Texas.
All over. So.
Yeah, well, they say Texas, you know, just it reminds them. One guy said was kind of like, well, you know, it's just so vast. He said it's such a large state. I'm sure they have room for us. I'm like, okay. And one guy was saying, yeah, he was a Texan. He was like, yeah, but they're bringing their California mentality to Texas. We can't have that.
Well, that is true. A lot of us feel that they need to leave their California attitudes in California, you know, or go back to it, one or the other.
I understand.
But, you know, God's got his plan and his purpose. He loves them, too.
He does.
So,
he does. Amen. Amen.
So.
Who knows? I've had Texas on my mind for a little while, so I don't know what God's doing with that. This is my first time stating this, but I've kind of had Texas on my mind, but we don't know. We'll see what God does. Our state motto, of course, you might already know, is Georgia on your mind, but that's never been
mm-hmm.
mine.
How long have you been in Georgia, hon?
I've been in Georgia for 22 years. Yeah.
Ooh, a little longer than I was there.
Yeah, this is it's been long. Yeah, so yeah, I'm in the rural area of the onions, the sweet onion city. Yes, I am. So
yeah, well, my dad is a good, you know, and
yeah,
there's a lot
I'm
of
in
good places
I'm
in the middle
Toombs
of nowhere.
County. Yeah, Toombs County
mm-hmm.
is not too bad. And I know, like, God purposes, just like you said, there's a purpose for us being where we are in the seasons that we are and, you know, the connections that I'm making and people that I'm connecting with now in this season. Mm-hmm. It was a long, long time coming, but I know that this is, some things definitely were ordained of God, and that's why these connections are being made now. Because, you know, I really believe that, you know, the enemy was trying to tell me a different story and get me out of sync with listening to the Holy Spirit and following God and acknowledging Him and not my own ways. And had I done that, I know now I would have missed some things. But because I chose
mm-hmm.
to just walk through this wilderness, not looking at it with my natural eye, but trying to keep focused in on what God was doing, it's led me to this place in the season that I am in now, where I'm not feeling the same way about where I used to, you know, where I live like I used to. So I know God is really, he's really done some things. Yeah, he's really done some things.
One thing he showed me a long, long, long time ago is that as long as you keep your eyes, you know, on the Lord, He will always have you where you need to be. You'll never be late.
Yes.
You'll never be early. You'll always be
Amen.
Exactly where He wants you when He wants you there. So.
Amen. Amen.
And when we can
right.
accept that there are no accidents,
there
are no coincidences, there are no maybe I should have been theirs, when we can
Amen.
Accept that exactly where we are is exactly where He needs us to be when we need to be there, then
Amen.
It kind of frees us up because we don't have to work so hard. We don't have to focus on working to get where we need to be. It's just like ministry. You know, when you think you know where you're going and you
mm-hmm.
push and you push to get to a certain place, sometimes you're
mm-hmm.
pushing against the will of God, because
mm-hmm.
the will of God will get you where you need to be. The will of God, the Spirit of God, will put the words in your mouth. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time studying something ahead of time. God will tell you what you need to speak. God will tell you where
Amen.
You need to be. God will show you what to do. You just have to be relaxed and in tune and connected to Him and paying attention to Him so that you hear what you're, and that you are obedient to act at the point in time that you hear what you're hearing. But those that want to flutter along in their own flesh and they think that they know where God's taking them and they are pushing in one direction, they are possibly pushing against God in the sense that they will eventually get there if they get into obedience, but
mm-hmm.
they are making it a lot harder on themselves, and they're having to learn a whole lot more lessons than they would have had to learn had they just relaxed and let God be God. We have to take
Amen.
God out of the box and let God be God.
Amen.
And to tell God how to do things.
Yes,
yeah.
And, you know, that is so true, and we're in a season where, you know, I'm just, of course, I've never been the person that wanted to stay in the box anyway. I've always been kind of an out-of-the-box person, and
mm-hmm.
you know, more and more, you know, I go into situations and environments, and, man, I just can't have people put me in a box. It's just like, the only box I'm going to be in is if I'm dead and you're getting ready to bury me. Otherwise, I don't want to be in the box. And there are so many people that I run into, they're just as comfortable as they want to be in the box. But that's not me. I'm uncomfortable in the box. And so...
Well, God's not looking for lukewarm.
No, he's not. No, no. What
and comfortable is lukewarm.
Yeah, he's going to spew it out of his mouth. That's what happens with lukewarm. And I'm not looking for
right.
God to spew me out. I want to spread out in God, but I don't want to be spewed out of his mouth. But, yeah, so, you know, I just want to I want to be free to do what God's called me to do. And, you know, a lot of people really have an issue with that. They kind of think you just, there's something wrong with you. Really, do
no,
I care?
God forbid you start shaking and your hands start to going and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, because then they're looking at you like, what's the matter with you? Do we need to call the doctor? And it's like, oh, my goodness. Do you not know what the presence of the Spirit of God does when it's allowed to just engulf you?
Yeah.
It's
and
really
I'm,
sad.
I mean, it is. It really is. And I'm more, I'm not, you know, I'm really tired of denominations in the sense where, you know, I don't know. It's just everything's so
legalistic. It only
happens
this way? Yeah. Right. The legalism, religion.
Yeah.
You know, God wants a people that will let God be God. God wants a people that's not stuck in a box and mentality, and doesn't stick God in a box mentality either. So,
no.
Anyhow, sister,
no.
God loves you, and
thank
I will
you so much,
just
Karen.
Watch. This will come from Our Father's Glory House. It's a Yahoo
okay.
email address, and I'll send all of that information over to you.
All right. Well, praise God. Bless you, and thank you for calling in and listening tonight. I hope we'll
thank
talk you, to
honey.
You again soon. All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, guys, I think that's about it. I went through everything pretty much, and thanks. Some people went to sleep on me, but I got to rise early. It is almost 1:30, so I want to thank you all for being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. And, you know, it's always just such an awesome experience to get on here. I mean, I'm telling you guys, if you've never experienced God just, you know, woo, just giving you strength when you knew you didn't have any of your own, it's an amazing feeling. You know, it's an amazing feeling because you know that you didn't do it. It had to be God. So I thank you tonight. I bless everyone that's called in and been listening. Thank God through this resurrection day of 2022. And we look forward to all of the things that God is doing and he is about to do in this season of our lives. So good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of God's movement in the earth with Prophetic Grace Network. We thank God for Prophet Randy and his family and his wife, Julie, for supporting the things of God. We give him all the glory. We give God all the praise. In Jesus' name, good night, y'all.